Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Tired of nicks, cuts, and bumps? It's time to ditch the blade. Nair, the award-winning number one hair removal brand, gives you silky, smooth skin in as little as 3 minutes. That's smooth that lasts for days longer than shaving. Easy to use, blade-free, dermatologist tested, and made for all skin types. Plus, discover our new sensational fragrances that turn hair removal into a whole vibe. Shave less, glow more. Find Nair at all major retailers.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 108 today. We are going to be debating the things, early signs that we're not going to like.
Clemmer, he said tabay.
Yeah,
he
did. I thought to myself, no one noticed.
We noticed. Over it. We're being polite.
Fuck. But anyway, today we're doing episode 108. We're going to do early signs that you're not going to like someone. So qualities, actions, whatever things, early signs in your relationship with somebody, or just after meeting someone that you're not going to like somebody. And a lot of good ones. And I think a lot of us happens to, like, with New Year's parties too, and Christmas parties and stuff like that. You meet a lot of new people, and I feel like we're kind of fresh off that. You know what I mean? Like people's new girlfriends, boyfriends, different people, and you just. You learn to hate people pretty quickly. But first off, how was your guys' New Year in Chicago? You guys have fun?
We spent it in Cleveland.
We're in Cleveland.
Why are you in Cleveland?
Ohio.
Just a party.
As one does, yeah. That makes sense.
What was that? You guys drove to Cleveland for a party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the joke?
5-6 hours?
4.5.
Nobody vacations in Cleveland. An hour.
Yeah, it was the Joakim Noah quote, right? That was it. He's like, no one goes to Cleveland. He's like, no one parties here, right?
No, we just went to party.
Yeah, just a party in Cleveland. But yeah, so episode 108, before we get into it, let's talk about our first sponsor of the day, Factor. Factor, we all, I think, here have used Factor probably at least once. I love Factor. Mm-hmm. I think it's my favorite meal service I've ever used. It's incredible. You can get started on your resolutions with Factor so that you're ready for the new year. Factor's ready-to-eat meal delivery takes the stress out of meal planning and sets you up for success in the new year. Skip the grocery stores, prep work, cooking fatigue, and instead get chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals delivered straight to your door. With over 35 meals to choose from per week, including keto, calorie-smart, vegan, and veggie, plus more. And you have all these over 55 weekly add-ons. That's crazy. You'll have a ton of nutritious and flavorful items to kickstart your New Year's resolutions. They're sick. You just put them in for 2 minutes, and you get a meal that legitimately tastes like you just had it cooked in front of you. It is incredible. Like, I don't know how the technology works behind it, but it is insane how good they are. And the shakes, too. Do you guys have?
Dude, I have the protein shakes and the smoothies.
They're amazing.
They really are incredible.
It is amazing.
If I'm hungry, like, in the mid-afternoon, I can't eat. It's, like, 4:30. I shouldn't eat dinner right now. I'll drink one of the protein shakes, and I feel great.
Oh, they're incredible. I genuinely love
chocolate that. Banana.
Yeah.
Oh, you never a dull moment with Factor.
Yeah, never a dull moment. In fact, that's what they say. Skip the overpriced takeout trap. Factor is cheaper and way more delicious than takeout. Get chef-crafted, restaurant-quality meals delivered directly to your door. They're ready to heat up and eat in just 2 minutes, which means more time for you. Head to factormeals.com/LCB50 and use code LCB50 to get 50% off. That's code LCB50 at factormeals.com/LCB50 to get 50% off. All right.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
When you first meet somebody... Are you thinking right away you don't like them, or is it just, are you actually open to seeing how you like them?
Depends on the situation. Like, where it's like, am I starting a new job? I'm pretty open.
No.
Am I like at like a party and
slow
like
slow it down? Yeah.
I would say
it's so aggressive.
Why slow it down?
You got like too excited about like being open about a new job.
No, I'm saying like if I'm in like a situation where I'm the new person, I'm really open. If I'm in a situation with all my friends and like a new person comes in, I'm very skeptical. If that makes any sense.
The power dynamic. I get what he's saying. Like if you're the top dog, you start with dislike, but like if you're the new dog, you are obviously more open.
I get that.
I would say largely as a 34-year-old man now, I've shut it down almost entirely.
100%.
Friend group's done.
I'm pretty much not looking for any new people to join my life at this point. So
club's closed.
Yeah, pretty much. It's probably not the best way to go about walking around society, but it happens to be where I am.
I like the challenge of trying to get along with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. That's my fucked up trait.
No, I kind of agree.
That's a bad one.
I half agree because sometimes I'm like, I'm going to accept this person is. But then I'm like, I fucking can't stand this person. So it doesn't matter, you know? But yeah, I do feel like you try and you're like an iguana.
I think a chameleon is what you're looking for. I think that's the wrong lizard. Chameleon is what you were looking for.
I mean, it's the same family, no?
Yeah, it's closer than usually are.
It's a lizard, yeah.
I feel like in adulthood, there's not people you... It's tough to not get along with somebody in public because they also know general niceties.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not meet somebody and just like, I don't like that guy.
It's only like strangers in fleeting moments that I feel pure hatred.
Mm-hmm.
Your internal monologue doesn't click in though. Like you're being nice to the like you see someone or you have to work with someone and you're like, but inside you're like, this person's driving me fucking crazy.
There's people that drive you crazy, but to feel real hatred, they have to kind of like disrespect
out.
You almost.
Yeah, take hatred. I don't hate anybody.
Nick brings up a good point. Even though I've made my position clear, everyone I run into, I try to please. I try to make it a pretty smooth interaction. No one ever comes up to me and I'm like, just leave me the fuck alone. I would never say that. I would always put myself forward and be like, all right, let's be nice to each other. But I rarely end up liking someone in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Like, I want to hang out with that guy.
Right. Very rarely.
Are you guys at the stage in life where you're like, I know Trent said like he's not looking for any new friends. Are you guys at the stage in life where you're shedding friends?
I don't think purposefully.
Cutting people off?
I think friendship just changes with age.
Yeah.
Like I'm at the point where, like, 5 years ago, maybe I had, like, 6 more friends. And I'm losing, like...
You'll get them back.
I'm not losing them.
You get them back when your kids are older.
Yeah. I think you're doing something wrong, Steve.
No, he's not.
No. Losing them.
Not like we're, like, not friends anymore, but just, like...
You're just not talking to him as much?
You're just, like, falling out of contact.
When your kids are older, you'll get back with that. So I have friends of mine who now have adult children. And when they had their kids were like teenagers or younger, we didn't talk much. But now their kids are out of the house, we talk all the time. So like they do boomerang back.
Also, if when someone gets a kid, I don't really talk to them. Mm. So right. That's just a fact. Because you just know you cannot hang out the same.
Yeah.
You can go over there, hang out with the kid, and it's like, all right.
Right. My friends that have kids, I see once a year.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That's true.
And they're the ones planning it.
Yeah, but they also leave early.
Right.
Yeah.
But stay in touch, though, because they will come back.
Yeah.
Speaking from the other side, as someone with kids, we don't mind that. It's like, it's expected. It's like, I'm not trying to hang out every week.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You just can't.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, like, that's why, like, fantasy football, like, chats are, like, your favorite thing in the world.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah. True.
That's how everyone keeps in touch, is those chats.
I will say, when I'm in those party situations you're talking about, like, I lie like crazy just to, like, make those people try to, like me a little more. Like, they'll say something I disagree with so much, and I'm just like, yeah, 100%. Like, I'll just say, I agree with you, and you're wrong, opinion I disagree with.
Yeah, because sometimes I just don't feel like getting into what I actually... think about what you're saying.
If you're ever actually arguing with someone that you don't really know, you got to take a step back. Like that interaction has gone incredibly poorly. That's insane that's happening to you.
Sometimes I don't know how that happens.
Complete stranger,
right?
Yeah.
Trying to change their mind,
right? Yeah. Knowing them for 10 minutes, and if you're like the veins in your neck start to show, you just got to shut it down.
It happens here more, I think, because the intensity is in the air. If you go like to New Hampshire or like to a more rural area, there's less of that. But here we're all congested. We're all kind of in the same place, and the energy here is high level.
You might have mentioned New Hampshire on every bracket.
Yeah, I think so.
I spent a big part of my
like
life
10 for
there.
10.
Well, I know. Maybe I'll be 20 for 20, motherfucker. Yeah. Fuck you, Marty. Okay. This is why people don't like you.
No arguments in Iowa. Didn't argue once when I was back home in Iowa for the holidays.
See?
Less energy.
Yeah, because you know Marty around. People
there's no
like
Marty's
this.
Around. Yeah. No Marty's around. It's
Pieces
way
of
better.
Shit.
What were you trying to say? What was the argument you started on Pick Central? You think OBJ is more famous than Patrick Mahomes?
That's crazy.
Dumbest thing. He was saying just dumb shit today.
Yeah.
I've been with the guy for less than a full day and I'm already like,
I mean, he's like, OBJ was one of the most
That's
famous.
That's not too crazy.
That's only, it's a crazy.
He
thank
probably
you.
Probably isn't at the moment, but probably a couple of years
he's
ago.
Saying right
more
now
that more people that don't know football would know OBJ over Mahomes.
Probably,
no,
even through like Taylor Swift and like
popping on
shit,
the internet.
Like,
yeah, he's way more popping on the internet.
OBJ posts something.
Kardashian, I believe.
No. People, hey, when
he's
was rumored.
In that realm.
Remember he was rumored to be gay?
Yeah.
That was huge.
Yeah.
For him.
That would have been, he would have been the biggest.
And when Lena Dunham
got his chest shit on.
And when he told Lena Dunham he doesn't want to fuck her, that was huge for him, too. He was all over the place after that.
Yeah, like I'm telling you, it's not as crazy.
Taylor
as
Swift
think.
Has changed a lot of things. And just being in the wake of like hanging out with Brittany Mahomes and like that is, that's a big part of it now. Everybody knows
the Swift. Oh, now, yeah, with the Swift.
The
thing,
Swift
yeah.
has, because they tried to tell me that Jason Kelsey's more famous than,
I didn't,
than
yeah.
him. And I was like, that's insane. OBJ
then
is.
Who?
Then OBJ?
An OBJ?
No.
Now he is.
I said Aaron Rodgers. I never said Travis.
I don't think Jason
yeah,
is.
Yeah, Jason with the Swifts. I think Jason Kelsey is the second most famous NFL player.
He's not with the Swifts.
Aaron Rodgers.
And I don't even think Aaron Rodgers is up there. He's in the football guy.
All the Swifties are consuming Kelce content.
Yeah, but I bet you a lot of the Swifties know who Aaron Rodgers is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he dated like Shailene Woodley.
Like Trent said, there's nothing better than who's more famous.
That's famous true. Than really fun. Yeah, it's a fun one. It's a fun thought exercise.
It is.
But anyway, first matchup of the day. Number 5 seed versus the 12 seed. The 5 seed is just people that interrupt a lot. A lot of people, like, you'll be in the middle of conversation, just bam, 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 just got to get their way in there. And that's going up against number 12 seed, really loud people. The loud one, I think, that one hits hard because, like, you're in a room and you just all you can hear is that person's voice and, like, droning everything out. That's a rough one. Let's start with you, Che. Which one of these is a more instant indicator that you're not going to like someone?
I don't really get offended if I get interrupted. I think, like, you know, there are 7 people on the show. We kind of naturally interrupt each other at some points just to get our things in, and, like, you kind of naturally sift through that. Loud people, I think, take over. Like, if you were at a coffee shop and Mintz was doing the dozen with no headphones on, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I would dislike that person much more than someone like interrupting me.
That should be a hypothetical, by the way, not a fact. You know, like should not have actually happened. Yeah.
Should have been a thing.
That should have been a joke.
Yeah. Like, what if?
Yeah, what if Mincy did this? It's like, no, he did do
it. Did it so much he got kicked out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Mid-match.
Going for loud, KB.
What he said, except switch it. I think interrupting is way more mean and rude. Some sweethearts are just naturally loud.
Some sweethearts? Yeah.
Yeah, like a lot of charming dudes are just real loud, and they don't, you know.
I think it's tough to be charming and loud.
Maybe not. Maybe in, like, a goofy, charming way, like a clown way.
Like a boisterous way.
Yeah, like a big baby or something. Like, that's not necessarily charming definitely has a decibel level, I think, or a decibel max out, at least in my opinion.
Yes.
Nick?
Like Che said as well, at this job, if you don't force your way into speaking, you probably wouldn't get any words in. I think being interrupted is annoying. I think talking to somebody loud is infuriating. So I'm going loud.
Again, just for the sake of the argument here, it's more in the situation of someone you just met. So, like, we're all friends. We do this for a show. This is for a living and all that shit. Like, that's totally different than, like, somebody you just met and they're constantly in your shit. You know what I mean?
If somebody wants to talk more than me, by all means, do that.
Fair enough. Marty.
I agree with that. But yeah, I think I'm going to go interrupting. Because interrupting is that they're basically saying, I don't give a fuck what you're saying. Yeah. I need to listen to me. Mm-hmm. And I really, like, loud is sometimes you just can't. I have a bad bar voice. Oh. You can't hear my voice.
Oh,
me
too.
You just can't hear it. And
I got a bad bar ear. I can't hear people in bars. I don't go to bars that much anymore because when I'm in there, I don't know what's going
on.
You're
just sitting there, basically.
I'm just nodding my head.
Yeah.
And I'm just agreeing with whatever people are saying to me. It's really unfortunate.
It's tough.
It is.
Tough.
You ever do this move? You're like, huh?
I gave up on that. I just walk out. It's so embarrassing
Trent
when someone
has given up on everything.
Dude, it's so embarrassing when, like, you just can't hear somebody and they have them repeat it over and over again. It's like, this isn't worth it.
That was me.
And then you give up after the third what, and then you try to say yeah, but then it was a multiple choice question.
It's a nightmare, dude.
Yes. Yeah, to a multiple
choice. It's a fucking
right, now I'm and then they pissed. Ask you. Yeah.
I resent those people who don't raise the decibel level of their own voices.
Yeah, quiet people might be worse.
Quiet people are worse than loud people.
Really quiet.
When you're or even like if you just when you've do you ever know someone for a really long time, they still haven't come out of their shell? Like a family member's
I,
like...
I know some mumblers.
I'm that guy to like some of my cousins.
I'm afraid of my cousins. I was the youngest before my
never
sister.
Speak in
I'm,
front of them.
I'm super intimidated by my cousins. I'm afraid to talk to them.
I kind of understand what you're saying because I'm still the same way. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of us are quieter in our family settings.
For sure.
I'm 31 and I made my parents go into my grandma's house first because I was embarrassed.
I literally made first. Rhea go in first too. She's like, I don't know them.
You can't be the tip of the spear. You just can't.
No
chance.
A room full of all my cousins is like a nightmare story. Like, I walked into a room, all of my cousins were looking at me.
Oh. I wouldn't be comfortable calling one of my cousins right now. I don't have any of their phone numbers. I'm too afraid to ask.
That's great.
Dude, I don't either.
Nah, neither. I think I have one.
Do you guys have a lot of cousins?
Yeah.
I have a normal amount.
I have like quiet 60. Kyle.
You're quiet,
but you're
Kyle.
Quiet, Kyle.
I'm shy, Nikki.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got too many. I got 60 cousins. So I got like, I got, I, there's a couple I could talk to, definitely. But
so I was at my fiance's Christmas this year. Guess how many people were in this house? Just took a number guess.
Like a small, what was it, the size of the house?
Pretty regular sized house.
Like 1,000?
Like with no hyperbole, it was 150 people.
Oh,
150.
No, 150 people.
That's insane.
Because they're
her. Were they celebrating Christmas?
Yes. They're very Christian. They but they have, her dad is one of 11 and her mom is one of 8. So it's just many people. More people than you could possibly imagine in that sort of space.
What is the parking situation?
Bad.
Yeah, that street
is like around the block.
Literally, yes.
I was thinking the bathroom situation.
They have a lot of bathrooms, so thankfully. Right.
My family's in the baby stage now. Everyone's having babies, and it's just like no one cares about anything but the babies. Yeah. And it's very, it's selfish of the
It's
babies.
Great. It deflects blame.
I actually kind of did enjoy it more, where it's like if you don't want to be in a conversation, like, oh,
let's go talk to the baby.
Like you just start talking baby noises to the baby, so you don't have to get out of that conversation.
Exactly. Trent?
I'm going to go with loud. Loud is more annoying, and mostly because I don't mind interrupting, and it's something that Nick touched on, where if somebody wants to talk, that's fine. I have no problem just sitting there and listening. I'm far more comfortable doing that than I am, you know, trying to get in on the conversation and speaking to them. I would rather just listen to what they have to say. And loud people are just, they take over a whole room, and it's so annoying. And they have no awareness. The loudest people have no awareness that they are impeding on everyone else's conversation. So loud is so annoying to me.
He's loud.
He's the loudest motherfucker here.
I'm so bad when I'm drunk. It's the worst. And it's so bad. And it happened.
Oh, you are. You almost got it thrown out of Dave and Buster.
Being loud?
I am.
Yeah, he won in
so
a Hot Wheels
loud.
Game and he screamed at the rest of us.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're playing the game. And it was like a little kid's birthday party behind us.
I won.
We almost got in trouble.
It was a great win. It was a great win, though, Nick. I mean, you're kind of.
Holy shit.
No, it was a huge win.
I know.
It was my birthday party.
It was Kyle's birthday. That's right.
Well, we didn't get thrown out. No, it's. I even did it. We went to Peter Luger's with my wife. And I guess I was just. I had a few and I was just
That's what
getting
I'm saying.
Really loud.
Interrupting is so much more mean. You got in trouble with Peter
Luger's? I didn't get in trouble. But my wife's just like, you got to stop. So I'm like, I know. I don't. And the thing is, like, I know, like, sober Chris is like, all right, don't be loud when you drink. I'll tell myself that all day, and I'll drink, and I'll just forget, and I'll just be loud, and it's awful.
I love the idea.
It's one of the things I hate about myself.
It's like a sign in the restaurant door. It's like, watch out, too loud, banned from restaurant.
Yeah,
it's like it's way too loud.
It's probably never going to change.
What cider does the volume call?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's
you know what the problem was? Peter Luger's didn't have cider, so it was a little bit of the vodka.
Oh.
Because before Klemmer, it was.
You sound like the worst person to drink with of all time.
I think I'm fun because I'm like, I'm never angry. I'm not really angry. Like, I think I'm fun, but like, I'm loud. Mm. If you're sober, it's annoying as fuck.
I think
I'm sure.
The loudest person before Klemmer was Jack Mack, for sure. And then, like, Klemmer came in. You're the loudest guy.
Loudest, like, when I'm sober?
Sometimes, yeah.
I don't think
that noise
true.
Is so loud.
Well, there was Loud Sean for the longest time.
All Loud Sean
was
loud.
Dave always tells a story about interviewing him in a coffee shop, and multiple times someone had to come over and be like, sir, you're being far too loud right now.
He really
Loud
was.
Sean,
loud,
he earned that nickname. He's a loud guy.
Christmas, yeah, he did.
Dude,
yeah.
Christmas parties, he'd be the loudest.
Oh, Christmas
party, he was
crazy.
Basically screaming at me to become production. He's like, this content thing's not for you, Mom. Yeah. I'm like, all right. Everyone's listening around. So I'm like, all right, sounds good.
Wow.
Yeah, he's yelling at everybody.
Imagine Marty on the ones and twos.
Nothing would get out. Nothing.
Holy shit.
Klemmer.
So I'm going to go with the loud thing. It hurts, but that is real. I'm going to go with the loud thing because it's a real thing. It's a real thing, and it's something I'm a problem. It's a problem.
Loud is going to move on.
It's okay.
But only when I'm
shout
drunk.
Shout out to Barstool Kush.
Right. I'm not going to sober when I'm loud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number 4 versus the 13. Number 4 seed is when someone finishes your sentences for you. I happened to a party recently. I just kept jumping in. And they finish the sentence.
I'm guilty of this.
Only if it's like, I don't know, say like a Joey Langone situation. But if they just can't remember the one thing that they're trying to say and you know it. And like, yeah, sure. But like, otherwise, it's annoying.
Jay,
that fucking
nobody, Jay really likes that.
Nobody's going to get that joke. That's so
yeah,
funny.
Yeah.
And that's going up against the number 13 seed. Someone who refuses to eat or drink certain things and they need to tell you why. So like, they're like you say to them like, hey,
this is tough.
You like the you don't want to pig in the blanket like no I don't eat that and this is why because I have this gastro problem.
That doesn't happen to me very often.
Sounded to me a decent.
I don't know about either of these.
This feels like a personal attack.
Let's start on you.
What was the first one again?
Someone who finishes your sentences for you.
Yeah, that one. Because the eating thing is something that I do, so like I won't eat things inside of things, so I won't eat tortellinis. But people usually, like,
oh,
I don't,
my God.
I don't like talking about it. People will ask me why, and then I feel like then I have to talk because I hate, I'm a picky eater. So in my perfect world, I wouldn't talk about it, but it ends up coming up. I don't know. I'm going to go with the first one.
You could just say I'm not in the mood for it. Saying I can't eat things inside of things is an unnecessary.
I'm getting upset because all these are him.
I was just saying, it feels like a personal attack. I'm just going to walk out. No, but like I don't think I start the conversation, but it ends up happening. I'm going to go with the first thing, the interrupting.
Trent?
Well, of course. You can't just say I don't eat things inside of things, and people have follow-up questions.
Yeah, obviously.
You say not in the mood, but I don't want to lie.
You just say I'm not in the mood for it. That's not even like a white lie.
But
that's
never be in the mood for it. That's kind of a lie.
But you literally, yeah, you're just not in the mood for it. That is technically true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind the finishing of sentences because it almost goes back to the interruption thing where that means they're involved in the conversation. It almost feels like validation. When they're finishing the sentence, it feels like we're talking about the same thing. We're sort of on the same page. The other one, I mean, you actually might have just flipped me when you're like, I don't eat things inside of things. That's like... If someone said that, I'd be like, Jesus Christ, this is...
That's most things.
Yes, majority of things.
That kind of is thing. That is most things.
It's a lot of things, yeah.
But then he's like, oh, if I could see it, it's okay.
Yes, right.
But like, it's because, like, what about a burrito?
No, I don't eat burritos.
But ravioli? Hard shell taco?
Ravioli, no.
No, if he could taco, you could see it.
Taco, I can see
it. Hard shell taco, you could see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the soft shell, I open it up if I eat it. If you guys ever see me, like, I open it up and then I eat it, like, with a fork.
Such an aggressive motion to show that you opened it up. I opened that shell.
You could have just said open it up.
Yep. Yeah, so.
It's a little theater, a little dramatic effect.
And they had to pantomime the shredding.
So I'm going. A little extra for the YouTube viewers.
Shout out to Chris Clemmer. I'm voting for the guy who explained. I don't even know what it is, but the other.
Refusing to eat things, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Marty.
I'm going finishing sentences. If you're telling a story to a new group and someone that was there acts like they're like raising their hand because they know the answer and they like finish what you're about to say, it's like, oh, well, why am I talking? Mm. You know? Unless it's a collaborative story. Like,
yeah.
If I told you the story, you weren't there. I told you a story, and then you're telling my story to somebody else, infuriates me.
Yeah.
Infuriates me.
Sometimes I like hyping up a story when someone's doing that. They'll be like, oh, this is a good one.
I'll do that.
I like doing that.
Frankie Borelli, who's a great storyteller, he's always telling stories, and he forgets parts of it. And I'll just throw in
that's
little
fine.
Parts.
Yeah,
it's
fine.
Support.
That's a good
that's
guy to
fine.
Have.
Yeah.
That's a good guy to have.
If you asked him, I think he likes that, because it's like, oh, and then that, too. He's like, oh, shit, it's that.
No, yeah. Frankie, yeah, that's exactly it. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It does.
Right.
No, it's more like when you're telling, you're interrupting to tell the punchline.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
That's
I would
more,
never do that.
Yeah, that's insane to me. And that infuriates more than... Because then I actually like listening to people sometimes. So I'm like, you're a fucking weirdo about the things they don't like to eat. It's like when Hannah Cook told me she doesn't eat gluten. And then she started chomping on Tostitos chips on the Barstool vs. America thing.
Yeah, that's a lot of gluten.
That's not gluten?
That is.
Nah, that's corn.
Wait.
That's a corn chip.
Oh, I always thought there was gluten in that, too.
Cut that.
Damn.
How's there no gluten in the chip? Somebody an apology.
Yeah. No, she started eating other shit. It was... That bus was a torture.
Nick.
Me?
Yeah.
I catch myself finishing people's sentences, and I feel tremendously guilty about it. I think I'm just impatient when I'm being talked to. And people with slower deliveries... Like talking to Francis.
Yeah. Sometimes
I'm
it's torturous.
Right. Yeah.
He does talk slow.
But I'm going for that because I feel bad when I do it.
Mm-hmm. He is a slow talker. That's true.
Oh, man.
He thinks a lot when he talks.
Very cerebral.
He's very deliberate.
I'm kind of, I envy that. I think that's a skill set almost.
I think it's confidence. He's got a lot of confidence when he's talking that I really think that shines through with Francis. It's so slow and deliberate.
He cares about timing of things.
Yeah.
Like timing.
And he's intimidating, and I don't want to interrupt him to try and do anything.
He wants to you to remember the story. He wants to tell the story. When I'm talking, it's like I want to be done doing it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. KB?
Yeah, I only speak in like 1 to 4 second spurts, so I've never been a victim of that. I am annoyed when people bring up their proudly, almost, they're proud of their dietary restrictions that aren't diagnosable.
Mm-hmm.
So that is annoying to me.
Or self-diagnosed, too, which is sometimes worse. Like, oh, you went to a doctor for that? No. I'm just pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. I just know, yeah.
Yeah. Steve?
Ken, Jack, this was dietary restrictions or...
Versus the people that were... Dietary restrictions versus people that finished your sentences for you.
Sentences. Yeah, that one.
You just finished my sentence for me.
Oh, yeah, that was
nice. Bad, right? That was pretty good.
That's bad.
I talk fast too, man. That was impressive. And with the Zoom delay as well. So finishing your sentence is going to move on. Now we have the number 8 versus the 9. The 8 seed is people that don't say please or thank you early on. And that is something, because if you get someone, like if you're pretty new into meeting someone, like let's say you hand them like, oh, here, you should try this thing. And they're just like, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
You got to give a thank you. Mm-hmm. And that's going up against the number 9 seed. not saying who did submit anything. Guy who doesn't like sports and you have to make conversation with them at a gathering. So someone who doesn't say please or thank you versus someone who doesn't like sports and you have to
make... Why are they playing football around this concert?
Yeah. Start with you, Che.
Fuck you.
So that's my number one seed, and there's like not even a close second. Is if you get into it, and you don't have to be like this huge sports fan, but if you're just a dude and you have no interest, zero interest in sports, have no idea who teams are, it's just like getting to a common ground where you're enjoying the conversation is such a chore. So it's that by 1,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even saying like I go up to people and I'm like, hey, how about the Knicks last night or something like that, but it's more just like a, all right, now I gotta ask where this fucking guy lives, I gotta figure out what his commute's like, I gotta ask about his job. Like, there's just so many things you need to go through. The path from a nice conversation goes from like, oh, like, I'll just, you know, I can talk to this guy's dad to be like, oh,
right, just having a base level of current sports knowledge can get you through just about anything.
So much.
It really can. If you just have a little bit, just have one opinion. Even if you don't love sports, but it just have one opinion about sports, like you think Patrick Mahomes or who's more famous, Patrick Mahomes or Odell Beckham. Like, you just got to know something, because if you don't, it is a bit torturous for sure. Mm.
I don't watch baseball or hockey or any of that at all. But if somebody's like a big baseball, it's like, all right, well, at least I can be like, how are the fucking Yankees? Like, if you get into a jam.
Yep.
Like, all right, well, how are the Yankees doing this year? Or something like that. And I can at least kind of feign interest for 2 or 3 minutes. Without that, it's just like, you ask about this guy's car.
Mm-hmm.
I was confused. I thought you meant people that don't like sports and go out of their way to.
Yeah, what do we say? You know? People that are like, oh, I'm.
Just like have no knowledge of
it. Okay,
that's not.
I don't really like talking about sports that much. Like in the outside world.
I'm not saying
world.
You're talking about sports with people, but just like
to find a common ground.
There's a very specific type of guy.
Yeah.
That has zero interest in sports, and he's always at a party I'm at, and it's like.
And what about this specific type of guy who has zero interest in anything outside of sports?
Tough.
Mm, that's also rough.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Other end of the spectrum.
That's dude. Steve.
Yeah, that's,
he's never been curious about anything else.
That is true. You just have no other interests, right? Besides the
not really. I mean, I can, like,
new
talk
drinks
about
at 7-Eleven.
What else could you talk about?
Like, with curiosity, I can feign, but like with
movies. You can,
I was
going to
say, I talk
movies,
movies with Jay.
You're a movie guy.
Yeah, like.
Oh, movies. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's your common ground.
Yeah.
But I had the same.
I mean, I can talk about the, like, generic things.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you just have
what is that though?
Every
food and water and shelter, like
food, water, and shelter.
You can't think of a single thing.
You guys like breathing?
We actually had my wife's friend and her husband and kid over for dinner yesterday, and it was like, oh, how was your Christmas break? What'd you do for New Year's? Like that type of stuff. And you can
that makes me want to put a bullet in my back.
You're talking about things that you can talk about things that just happened and sports.
Yeah, the roll pulls on, so it's like,
how was your New Year's?
But football, like that type of stuff.
Aren't you inquisitive about that person? Like, I like asking that person, like, oh, what do you do for work? What do you do? Like, I like hearing about their lives and their and their situations. I don't like talking about sports because I feel it's very base level and generic.
I'm not saying I do, but I'm just saying if you know there is a guy that has no, like,
but he has a job,
does not avoid sport. I'm out. if you're a dude that actively avoids. Sports, I'm so out on you.
Yeah. I went through the same dialogue tree on New Year's because I was watching the game and they're asking me, there's two Turkish dudes, they didn't know anything about football. They were watching and asking questions about it. I'm like, that's cool. And then I'm like, oh, like,
I'm
what's
okay with that?
Yeah. That was really cool. And then, like, but then I'm like, oh, what sports do you guys watch? Like, do you watch, because basketball and soccer probably like 1A, 1B. And then they're like, oh, no, we watch field hockey. I was like, nope, I don't even know where to begin there. Yeah, like, no. There's nothing,
can
I got use, nothing
can
for
can
you.
Can use your backhand.
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
That's all I know.
You think that way about, like, the Olympics.
Yeah, like,
which
if
is the epitome of sports.
Arguably.
And you have zero interest in talking or learning about the Olympics.
Correct.
Mm. Such an interesting place to draw the line.
I'm not kind of with Steve. I've never had a lot of interest in the Olympics too much.
I don't give a shit about the Olympics.
Yeah, I've never really cared.
Oh my God. I used to care a little bit.
I remember very early when me and Jeff were doing OCB, like, he's an Olympic super fan. And like he would ask stuff and be like, oh, you see XYZ? I'm like, no, I didn't watch any of it ever.
I only care about the greats, I guess, like Phelps or Biles.
Sean White was fire.
I'm not even talking about wrestling. That's a whole different topic.
You guys didn't watch Sean White when he was snowboarding?
No. Highlights on YouTube years later.
I don't know what's good or bad. Fun. I think everything's sick.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, me too. That's kind of why I was like, ooh, nice.
And you would love the Olympics, dude. You get your mind blown every time.
Not all of them is not all of it's good. Is the problem?
True. I like to be able to follow along.
I like the obscure shit. Mm-hmm. Like the
I don't like sports that comes down to judging.
Mm. Oh, like it's an empirical, like you did this or you didn't do it. Yeah, I think I watched like archery because it was just on.
Yeah,
last year. Like that was kind of
a nice little treat.
Yeah, that's all right.
There is some wild shit on there where they'll be skiing and then they'll lay down and shoot a rifle.
Yeah, skeet shooting. Right?
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, they lay down to do it.
Yeah, it's insane. Wild.
Who are we even on? We got a bad tangent there. I think we're on you, right, KB?
Kyle.
One of the options is someone who doesn't say please and thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not even a human. That's a feline. That is the worst thing you could do.
No, someone. All right, 1-1. Nick?
Yeah, that's the most base level first nicety you learn.
Mm-hmm. Very first thing. Marty?
Yeah.
Please and thank you. I say it almost too much. Like, when you get out of an Uber, you always say thank you?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Every single time.
Yes.
I couldn't imagine getting a plate handed to me at dinner and not saying a word.
Right. Yeah. They're doing you a service.
I say thank you 90 times per restaurant visit.
Maybe more. Yeah. Like I can't.
So many times.
Every time the water comes, anything
every
they
time
do.
The water.
Take the menu. Become, thank you.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. No thank you.
Yep.
Refill. Thank you.
Take the menu back.
I'm saying thank you when she's putting the plates down for the other person, too. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that looks good. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm saying thank you when the meal was shit, and they were worse. Yeah. They would give terrible service. I'm like, thanks so much,
I'm going to give a bad tip, and I give a 20% tip.
I'm just
like, all right.
I'm pleased and thank you as well, because these guys are right, and it speaks to a larger issue, like, what's going on with your parents? What's going on? Like, you just, if you don't do that, something's really fucked.
Agreed. That's going to move on, but...
Yeah, I don't really like talking. I mean, if I meet someone who's really into baseball, I talk about it. Like, to talk to, like, I don't know. It just, to me, it's just like, eh. I'd rather hear about their life and their jobs and their experiences. I think that's more interesting.
Your threshold for the information that they need to know about sports is much higher, you're saying. Need to know who is the starting rotation for the Mets in the 1960s.
Right, but for basketball or football, they might know a lot more than – or especially basketball or hockey might know a lot more than me.
So you don't like talking sports outside of, like –
I'd rather hear about their lives. I'd rather hear about their experience. I'd rather hear about like what they've, because it's going to be a unique conversation that they're probably more passionate about, and it isn't this weird generic thing.
I do like hearing people talk about their weird niche interests. I do find that interesting.
Yeah, that. But I also like sometimes I like the little sports talk.
Oh, Jay.
If I want to text you, or I'll text Jay.
I don't go up to people and I'm like, hey, how do you think the NFC wild card's gonna like? I don't
believe that you don't.
I talk regular shit with people, but the fact that if there's a person that actively avoids that and you're like, I can't talk about that, it's like
it makes you dislike them.
Yes,
it turns you off from even caring about their job or whatever. Yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah,
I don't at
like
all,
you just have no you have no safety.
You need a safety net in the conversation.
Yes.
That's kind of what he's saying. He's just like, if everything...
Safety net in a conversation is what they do for work.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes if they're if there's a job where it's like there's not much to it? You know?
There's always a story. Everyone. I really believe this, and this is corny, but everyone's life is unique, and everyone has like an interesting story in them.
Yeah, of course. You might not be getting it out of them that day.
Yeah, but you all, and I don't mean like Barbara Walters of everybody, but just having a conversation about kind of what they're doing, I think, is more interesting than hearing about the third base prospects for the
A's. I do feel like
A's.
Every conversation you have is like 60 minutes. It's just it's just sitting down, you like this, and just tell me everything about you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, when we talked, when we first became friends, any guys, like, how often do we talk about sports as part of it? Other than Che, I would say probably not at all.
Not often.
Yeah.
No, I guess I actually don't talk about sports a lot.
Yeah, if you think about it, you don't. Che and I connect through sports, but I enjoy talking about sports with him. He's really
interesting
mind.
I think the only time I talk about
mind,
sports is when I'm watching a game with somebody.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Unless something crazy happened.
Or like we'll have like a mini debate for 5 seconds right when we get into work and like that's it.
Yeah,
you know, that'll be basically it.
I want to make clear that I don't talk about sports very much, but I just find it very disturbing when guys don't have that.
I just don't.
Just a little bit of baseline. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, something's off.
Number one seed versus the 16 seed chain game. Let's do chain game first. First option is when their posture is perfect. Don't think you'll like them if they have perfect posture. If it seems overcorrected, I agree with this.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
100%. That's a fact.
And that was Marty's. Yeah, we can say whose it was. Long necks.
Yeah. I just don't like them. If you got a long neck, you're a fucking weirdo.
Mm-hmm. You just won't like them? You got a little bit of a long neck.
A little bit.
Like my posture sucks. Like quarterback. My posture's so bad, Mike it makes
Glennon.
Up for it.
Mike Glennon.
Mike Glennon.
What if you Mike Glennon.
Davis Mills has a huge
Davis
neck.
Mills. Who's the thick necks, like Tequila Spikes?
Thick necks
are Paul Posluszny.
Paul Posluszny, yeah.
Thick necks are fine.
Thick necks are okay.
Long,
do you like Brontosaurus, the dinosaur? Or is that not a dinosaur you like? Or you don't care?
I'm not a dinosaur guy.
Okay.
What do you think about giraffes?
Mm. Love giraffes.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome. Yeah.
Interesting.
Just because I watched them fight.
Oh,
those videos! Crazy. I wouldn't mind that. That would make me sad.
They whack each other.
Have you ever watched them
fight?
They're very funny.
No, I don't like watching them. I get upset.
Can you say anything? Right. I get upset. And then it's like, all right, well, it's some.
But you guys can talk. I just say
they don't die. They're fine.
He asked me if I watched. I said no, I don't like.
They just like headbutt each other.
You're whatever you're picturing is not what happens.
Yeah, it's very playful.
Okay, all right, that's funny.
People who you're not close to text you on the holidays from Che. Oh,
that's a good one. Man.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a really good one.
People who don't pay you back, or at least not in a timely manner. Mm-hmm. People who are hotter than you. I agree with that one. I think it is mostly what if they're like the hottest person in the room and you're just meeting them. It's like, oh fuck, like that does suck.
They know it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is European. I think I agree with that.
That's good.
Yeah, that's great. Bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Weak handshake. Yeah, if they dead fish you, I agree with that.
That's a good one.
Do you get pissed at that?
People dead fish you on a handshake?
I don't
know. I feel like I won that interaction.
Yeah. No, I feel like they don't give a shit about me.
Yeah, it feels dismissive in a bit.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's like, oh, here you go.
Isn't nice to animals.
Oh.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, that's just, yeah.
That's like a... So like, what's not nice to animals mean? Just like straight up, like, oh, I don't like dogs, or like
maybe like you have a family pet, they come in and they're just kind of like just dismissive or almost kind of rude to the pet. It's like, all right, fuck this guy forever.
It's kind of
love that.
Funny, yeah, like that guy is funny to me.
Rude
like,
I'm to not the dog,
he's beating it, but they're like just like, oh, can someone put that in a cage, please? It's funny.
Yeah, like, I'm in the room. I don't like that dog.
And then the last one, also from Clem, blames other people for their own past.
Yeah, didn't explain this one particularly well, but like I'm trying to think how to verbalize it. But like, they always have like, for instance, I think like to a job interview or whatever, you meet someone, they're like, "Oh, my last job, this happened." It's like, well, no, you got fired. Like they keep having all these excuses. And whenever I hear like a ton of excuses, I'm like, this is someone that doesn't take personal responsibility.
That's just like no accountability.
That's that's what
you're looking for.
Yeah.
A lack of accountability.
Yeah, that's a better way to phrase it.
Okay, so which one do we want to go into versus the one seed? When people with perfect posture, people with long necks, people who are not close to but text to on the holidays, people that don't pay back in a timely manner, people that are European, but people that have weak handshakes, people that aren't nice to animals, and people who are they don't have accountability. Clemmer.
I might go with the accountability one. The animal one is close, but the accountability one.
Let's put on whoever agrees with Hitler too. Let's put on that. Like that's obviously like a normal.
No, but I think people like you meet someone and they always have like oh you're single. Yeah, well my ex did this instead of saying like oh yeah it just didn't work. But they always have to pass the blame on someone. I feel like this happens a lot. I or at least people that I've met. So like that's one that kind of really rubs me the wrong way.
It's never anyone's fault.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or never their fault. It's always somebody else's fault.
Boy, it's between holiday texter or the people who aren't. What was it? Nice to animals or don't like animals?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with the people who aren't nice to animals.
Mm.
That one. It's like I don't understand. I just don't have an understanding of it.
Yeah.
So, the holiday texter is close, but
I'm going posture. I can't stand when people have like perfect posture. Because they think they're better than you because they're sitting like this with a stick up their ass. And I can't stand.
You've yelled at me about my posture before. You remember we were walking back from the rally? I know.
Bad's good, though.
Like, you want you to have like, average hot posture.
I want you to have average.
But you said you got to... And I said, you're right. My posture is terrible.
Bad's
I agree with you.
Fine. I'm saying good, like perfect posture. Yeah, I don't want perfect.
Like over perfect.
Okay. Where it's like you're always...
You can tell
you look
they're
like
trying.
You're uptight. Yeah. Like you're like thinking about...
I just didn't know what your middle ground was, I guess. Yeah, okay, like, all right.
I don't want you to be a hunchback when you...
I know, it's bad. That's a whole other thing.
Nick.
The one I was going to vote for hasn't been said yet, and I forget it. Well, can you run through them again?
When their posture is perfect.
Hey, people don't pay you back. My God. They know that you owe them money. They're going to see you. You're going out to restaurants with them. They're spending money. And then you have to feel guilty about asking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's bad. Man,
so I won our fantasy football league for work, and it's me and a bunch of people that we work with. And Jeff's a commissioner. He did not collect the money ahead of time. And I didn't even know what to do because I can't collect. Right, I won the league. I can't just go and like text everybody and be like, all right, fucking time
you
to pay up.
You definitely can.
I know, but I can't at the same time. It's
right.
Like,
you can't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was in that league. It's also an ambiguous buy-in.
Yes, it was a very ambiguous
like
buy-in.
Anywhere between like $50 and $500.
Jeff said it was settled Jeff said it was settled at $250. That was the final tally on the number. So I'm technically owed $2,500 unless the Smitty gets second place.
Ken Jack's trying to get that money from Stephen Che right now.
Yeah, no, I'll pay you. I thought that it was whoever won, everyone was going to write down an amount and email Jeff.
I think we already did that, didn't we? Did we do that first?
Whoever won, it would be that payout.
Oh, then I think I had $250, so that would make sense. I think, or somewhere around there, because we have like fucking Will Compton in that league and shit. So you never know where to put the money at there.
Yeah, I think the worst one is when you go to dinner, you be the person that's like, "Hey, I'm gonna pay."
Yeah.
Everyone Venmo me, and you say, "Hey, everyone Venmo me," and that one person doesn't.
Yeah,
right. Well, I got you later. And you're never getting it back.
Don't do it.
And they never give it back. And I'm not a requester. I feel bad requesting.
Yeah.
See, I don't. You shouldn't feel bad, but I'd still.
There's Have you seen Bronx Tale?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's the line in the movie. Like, you know, you lend someone $20, they don't pay you back. That's almost like, all right, now you know that person isn't worth being a friend of.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like I don't mind that because, like, all right, now I know who you are, and we don't need to. I don't need to deal with you anymore.
But you also don't want to be like the cheap guy as well. Like, take an Uber and you like requested $7 from everybody.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be that guy.
No, no,
fine
no.
line.
That's the worst guy as well.
For sure. KB?
Yeah, it's the not paying someone back. That's poignant disrespect and it's a lack of accountability.
Yep. All right. It's two to everything else has one or nothing. So, what are you voting for, Stephen Che?
On principle, I'm going to go with the holiday texter. I recently got, I met a guy at a party in February, and he was friends with a very good friend of mine, and we texted a couple times. I gave him my number and we were gonna like maybe meet up. He lived like somewhat close to me at the time and we were moving, and I hadn't talked to him in months or whatever, and he's a fine guy. We had a nice 10-minute conversation. He texted me on Christmas, "Merry Christmas," and I was like, "Get the fuck out of here, no fucking way," because you're an asshole if you don't respond Merry Christmas. Like, if it's your birthday or something like that, all right, like, fine. Like, Merry Christmas. No way.
Yeah.
Just type out Merry Christmas, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Say,
I was so thrown off by this.
Because you have to answer.
Like, right.
Yeah. I kind of like
sometimes I'll get it from a number that I don't have saved.
That's the worst.
And I'm
like,
the
worst. Yeah.
The fuck is this?
Yeah, that one hurts. But if I get a random, I'm like, oh, that was nice. I'll send it back.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have voted for that only because I do think that at least there's like a nice origin for that. Like, they're trying to be nice, hopefully. I don't know, unless there's an ulterior motive, but like, I don't know.
It just makes me feel like I have an obligation now. Like, I have to text this person back, or that's the part. It's like a.
That on group text when someone's like, "Happy New Year," it's like,
Oh, and then the group text starts doing and fireworks and shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm just trying. I just gotta get out of this.
Yeah, when did Apple ask us if they could do that?
I don't like that.
I sent Happy New Year to my mom and dad, and they exploded.
Yeah, I know.
This is fucking crazy.
All right, so people that don't pay people back versus people that are rude to service industry employees, which is the number one seat. That is obviously a very high, very quick indicator that you're not gonna like someone. Especially if you go out to dinner and meet them the first time, whatever. It's just horrible. Che.
People that don't pay back because they're doing it like in the darkness. Like, you're being rude to a service person is awful, but like you're upfront about, like, you're just a dick. Not paying people back is just like slowly being a dick.
Shadier, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
KB.
Oh, the rude to a service employee for sure.
Rude to service employee, Nick?
Yeah, because you're then lumped in with that person.
Yes.
Like, you're a bad person. The secondhand embarrassment. What, like, you can't say to that person, like, you're being mean. Like, it's human decency that they don't have. They're just, that person that's working this tough job is means to an end for you.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Actually, I'm changing my answer to that because the last time I got actually mad was at Cafe R in New York, and this guy was extremely rude to the guy making eggs and like was snapping at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually wanted to fight the person.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
Awful.
Mm-hmm. So, sorry. We're 3-0 right now, Marty.
Have you guys ever, I guess I've never experienced someone being actually, I know it's a thing, people are mean to people, but I've never been out to dinner where I was uncomfortable, because I'd be so uncomfortable. That's
I had to tell somebody to be nicer once.
Like, yeah. What were they doing?
They were just demanding of this person, and then, you know, they would bring over what they wanted, didn't say a word, no thank you. It was bad.
Oh, that doubles
you have
up.
To go. When you go to these restaurants, like you're at this person's house. That's how I go. Like I'm at their, I'm at their service. Yeah. Like they eat whatever.
You're their guest.
Tell me what I should do at this table.
Yeah, Katie.
Am I up?
Oh no! I thought you were trying to say something.
It was a weak point.
Trent.
Rude because it's clearly a thing. It's the number one seed. So to then still do it is that more egregious. Yeah. Like, you know that this person that I'm with, if I'm rude to the service people, they're going to think I'm a fucking asshole, because you are if you're rude to them. Knowing that, knowing the whole world kind of uses this as the barometer for whether or not you're an asshole. And if you still do it, you're a psychopath.
Yeah. Especially for younger people too. Like older people, I feel like that's still maybe not broken into their brains yet, but like we all, like you consume media, then you know that everyone hates that person.
Yes.
Like of any kind.
They just can't get it through their head. They genuinely look at that person as lower.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Which is insane.
It's gross.
Yeah, they are literally being paid to serve you and you take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Like that is such a shitty, selfish move. It's clear, but like I worked at McDonald's when I was a kid and people were so rude to me. Like it was just like it sucks. And it's like, all right, I already hate this job. I'm already obviously probably in a bad financial.
What was your job? Were you a French fry?
Yeah. That's what I was.
Fuck yeah, man.
Fuck you, Nick. You're honestly, rude. You're being rude to a service.
End the show. The show's over. That was incredible.
That made getting up this morning worth it. That was like getting out of bed, coming to work. Clemmer getting called a fry was great.
I don't need this. Next thing you know, I see Nicky's going to throw salt on me.
Oh, that was great.
If Nick came in, started throwing salt on me.
Yeah, that's just going to happen. Sprinkle salt and throw me in a terrible. No, it's just so shitty. It's like it's the worst.
Yeah, it is.
Clear win. Before we get to the other side of the bracket, let's hear from Rocket Money. Did you know that you could find any subscriptions you forgot about? Because you might be paying twice for them and not even realizing it. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, I can cancel with a single tap. Then I never have to get on the phone with customer service, which is the fucking worst. They'll even try to give you a refund for the last couple of months of wasted money and help negotiate your lower bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill and Rocket Money will take care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped its users save an average of $720 a year, which is nuts, and with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions so far. So stop wasting your money on things you don't use, cancel unwanted subscriptions, and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/lights. That's rocketmoney.com/lights. rocketmoney.com/lights. I used to... they figured out a way, and I tried this forever. I was getting this. It was like a $16.38 deduction from Xbox. I haven't had an Xbox 5 years, 5-6 years. I was just getting charged by Xbox. I didn't know what for. Mm-hmm. Rocket Money finally got rid of it in like a second. And I called Microsoft 1,000 times and just couldn't get through the barriers because it's like they make it like a maze, right?
Yep.
Like you want this thing that you want to cancel this thing from us charging you money for supplying you with nothing. You need to navigate this crazy maze in hours of time to try and figure it out.
Dude, you know what I do with Rocket Money is, sorry, Nick, is you like, you can use it to cancel subscriptions, but you can also, it's a financial thing where you can just put in the search bar Uber Eats and it'll show you how much you spent. That'll shock your system and make you stop doing it as much. It's incredible.
It's eye opening. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah. It crushes
that's,
it.
That's terrifying,
dude.
You don't want to know, but you do want to know.
Put Starbucks in there, put Uber Eats in there. It'll open your eyes, man. It really will.
Yeah,
terrifying.
Other half of the bracket, start out with the 6 versus the 11 seed. The 6 seed is people who are cheap at dinner and very particular about the check. This person, woof, big time woof, and that's going up against the number 11 seed. I don't know that I've ever encountered anyone that does this. But maybe they can explain more if they want to out themselves. I'm not going to require them to. People that only talk in a baby voice constantly.
You got to put that person in a psych ward, no?
People that talk...
I suggested that one. There are adults that have kids that do this. Like
other adults?
Yeah. At like... at like gatherings with kids, and then like the transition.
Okay, this makes okay. The way it was written, I thought you meant that they just are permanently talking in baby voice to everybody and right. everything.
Is that person in constant fist fights?
Yeah,
just like, wait, why are you talking to me like that?
Yeah,
yeah. What the fuck, man? Very yeah, that, nice to meet you.
That does like what? Evoke such like an angry response.
Oh,
like immediately if someone does that to you, that's crazy. So start with you, Clemmer. People who are very cheap or particular about the check are people who talk in a baby voice.
The baby voice thing is real. I've seen it at like parties and stuff. But the check thing, it drives me crazy. It's like, all right, if they start itemizing, A, it's wasting my time. And B, like, we're all adults. We all mm-hmm. have jobs. Like, we're all out to dinner. Just like, split the check six ways. Like, what are we doing here? Stop. Mm-hmm. Like, it is infuriating. It makes me not want to go out for dinner with that person ever again. Exactly. Like, it really rubs me the wrong way. It's definitely that.
Mm-hmm. Trent?
Yeah, I'm the same way. And the thing about the check is it'll be people that you don't expect sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's like it's the darker side of like, oh, I really like this person. Now we're going to dinner. Oh, we're having a good time. And then the check comes and they're like, oh, give it to me. I'll itemize it and I'll say what everybody got. You're like, it's almost like they took off a mask in Scooby-Doo. Yeah. You're like, holy shit, you're one of those people?
Yeah, you've been this person the whole time.
Right, you've been that person? So that's it's heartbreaking because it is one where it's, you know, you think you are really into the person, you like them and having a good time, and then they're like, let me itemize that receipt. You're like, well, this fucking sucks now.
Yeah. And when you're an adult, it's a thing. Like when you're in high school or whatever, and like you don't have a lot of money, it's totally different.
Right.
Gas
right.
money
Nate always
or whatever.
Says, Nate always says, like, if you have direct deposit, we should all just be able to go to dinner and just split it up evenly. I don't care if you had a few more vodka sodas or somebody had more beer. Like, just split it and we'll go on our way.
Unless you did you'd have to do something insanely egregious for me to not want to do that.
We'll take three seafood towers.
To go.
Like,
for me. Like, that would be
awesome. Oh, that would be funny if you find out, you're splitting it, then you get something to go.
Yeah.
I love a seafood tower to go.
You walk it out.
Walking out like that.
Garbage bag of caviar.
Yeah. Just give you a bag of shrimp.
So that's the one for me for sure.
Seafood tower to go is so funny.
Sir, we don't even know how to package this. Like, how would you package it?
No idea.
Someone's gonna try this.
Yeah. Marty.
The same person that does the itemizing is the same as a person, like, you know, when you're going out to dinner and maybe it's like with someone's parents and you know the parent, you have that dad that always pays.
Yeah.
And if you try and pay, it's like an insult.
Mm-hmm.
The person that itemizes always like over orders and does so much more for that one, that bill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can't stand those people. Yep. It's like I try and order like a normal amount.
I'll take a water. No ice. That's all I'm having tonight.
And if they say appetizers, I'm good, even though I fucking want the baked clam so bad. It's even though I know I could pay for it, it's just like they're doing it. But the itemizers kill me. Mm-hmm. If you're going to dinner, it's an unwritten rule. You're all splitting it.
And hey, when they double out themselves, when they're like, yeah, I just want the points. That's why I'm using my card. And it's like, well, fuck you. You're using the points and you're making us all itemize this.
Yep.
Like,
and I'm actually okay if you're not itemizing, you're the person that wants points, take it.
No problem.
Yeah, we do that all the time on the road. It's like, if someone is like, I'm this close to hitting this with my points, fucking take them.
Yeah.
Take them.
Agreed. Nick.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys. At the end of dinners, I am so ready to leave.
Yep. Mm.
And I'm tired of talking. Let's just throw the cards down, get out of here.
Yep.
Don't prolong it. I'm ready to go.
I really wish I could agree. I love dinner. I love after dinner talk.
I'll just go to a bar and have another drink. I hate being in the same place when the food's already, like, all the table's dirty. And
you guys want to go to another place?
I agree with Clemmer. I agree with Clemmer. I don't like it.
I think isn't that like a Seinfeld joke where they're like, why are we, it's weird to pay at the end because you're like, why are we paying for all this? We already ate it all. It's like, it feels weird when you're paying for it after.
What's the deal?
I know, I'm not going to do a Seinfeld, but it's something like that.
KB?
Man, I don't know this person, but if someone's talking like a baby, it's like, to me, in any situation, it's them.
I don't know, man.
What's what if somebody walks up to you
and they're like, well, who's this big boy?
There is a chance that this one is up against such a formidable foe that we're completely grazing over the fact that people are talking like babies. Like, that's insane.
I've never heard it before.
I've never witnessed this, not even close to someone that does it.
I don't know what it is. It would evoke such like an angry response.
You said the transition is tough, so they.
Yeah, so like if you're, I hate to be using the same example, but like if you're at a party with kids and you're with other adults, and like a kid comes over, and then the adult addresses the kid in whatever voice they would use to address the kid, and then just goes back to talking to regular people, but just kind of stays in
that. So you're like this. It's like, oh, come here, Johnny. Stevie, how the Buckies? Like something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy. I don't think I have.
Steve, you know who I see it with mostly stay-at-home parents? Because they're with the kids all day, and it's hard for them to switch back to talking to adults.
Okay.
Yeah. Grow up. What?
I don't like it. I'm just saying that's who I see it the
they
most
should grow
with.
Up. They should grow up.
Jay?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is pretty annoying. I've encountered this a few times in the wild. What was the other one with the itemized check though? I think that might be like the number one seed. So yeah.
It's really bad.
I'm gonna go with that. Yeah, it's just infuriating.
Itemized check's gonna move on. Now we have the number 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed is the 3 seed is people who overshare personal details too early. Agree with that. That's a rough one. Especially when it's medical. When they overshare a medical thing too early, I don't want to know that. Yeah. That's like a third meeting thing.
I like that.
Yeah. Unless it's something really obvious where it's like, hey, why are you missing a leg? Like, yeah, then maybe, but...
Again, I love having somebody to talk about after dinner.
I guess it just depends on how they present it. If they're like, look at this fucking thing I got going on, then they're kind of crazy about it. I want
to
hear it.
Yeah, and that's a gold mine to me. I can like, that's we're going to have a week worth of talking about this person.
If they just like kind of like blow by it, they're like, yeah, I got this going on. It's like, all right, that's I don't want to hear about it anymore.
Yeah, unless it's like really like sad. I don't want it to be sad.
Yeah.
True.
Like, oh, I can't have the clam strips. I have leukemia. Like, yeah, that'd be rough.
Yeah, that would be...
I've been surprised cancered a few times, and I don't like it.
Yeah. Oh,
that's not good.
That's like a second or third dinner thing. I don't think you share that early. And that's against 14 seed. Wearing white Oakleys. Anybody wearing white Oakleys?
Oh, yeah.
You see someone wearing white Oakleys.
Now that's a good submission. That's
a very good one.
Damn, that is good.
Start with you, Che.
There is one, maybe two guys on the planet that can wear white Oakleys. Guy Fieri.
Yep.
Michael Jordan, I would say. And then after that, like, nobody. So, I think white Oakleys.
It's an incredible list.
Yeah. Guy Fieri, Michael Jordan.
I don't even know if Michael Jordan can.
I think it's just Guy.
Michael Jordan sneakily failed at a lot of fashion things.
Yeah.
He's extremely cool. Everything he does is like the fucking...
He used to wear Oakleys for sure, and I would be surprised if he didn't have a pair of white Oakleys.
He did.
I bet.
Kangles,
what's the model
right?
of Oakley that... it's? I think they're called gas cans.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think that you have to have spiky hair to wear it.
Yeah.
Or just the chin goatee.
Yes.
Not anything on the lip. Just
like the guy from Smash Mouth that passed away. Oh, yeah. He's a guy that
can
pull off white
he was allowed.
Yes.
He's Fieri adjacent.
Yes, exactly. You need to be a fat guy or overweight white guy with spiky hair that's maybe dyed.
But they always smell good.
Yeah, which is weird. But that's going up against the overshare, but you're going to go with the white Oakleys, Trey?
Yeah.
KB?
Yeah, I can excuse some oversharing. Like when I have impetigo on my face, I would be like, hey, by the way, that's impetigo on my face. To get out in front of like people wondering what's on my face. But the white Oakleys, I know I'm not going to like you.
Yeah. The white Oakleys? Nick?
Yeah, 0% chance I like you. They're going to call you gay in conversation quick.
Oh, yeah.
Try to, like,
they're gonna
dare
ice
you to do something. Or they'll try to get you to dare them to do
something. I
dare
love
me
it.
To grab that chick's tit?
Yeah.
That's assault.
Something you really don't want to dare them to do.
Yeah. And then he's like, he wants to do it, but he's waiting for you to dare him.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to strip my way across the stadium? No.
Yeah.
No. Marty?
It's 1,000%.
White Oakleys is going to win. Wow.
Oakleys.
I've never seen white Oakleys.
They're
lucky you.
What?
Yeah.
Maybe I haven't. They haven't bothered me maybe then.
You know, there's prom people would bust them out.
Oh, they would match them with the white hat.
This might be an age
thing. And
then
a baby blue vest.
This might
and like a fitted hat.
I might have missed this.
Here's a good example.
A fitted hat.
Like, those guys don't look cool.
A fitted hat. Yeah. Did you say a fitted hat backwards?
The guy who wears the fitted hat to, like, a prom event.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a tux event.
Yeah, I'll go with the overshare. Because I, unfortunately, having multiple jobs and just having that, like, light work experience,
you know
dealt
who
with so many
definitely people. Wore them? Old Ugly Carabas.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, dude.
When he was back in the day where he was younger, 1,000% one of those.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Maybe he might actually be wearing them in that picture. And I think I can picture it, right?
I can picture the video. Yeah, like
it's not
Didn't he have a goatee, but they're black sunglasses.
Yeah, he had the goatee.
They're black, yeah.
But I could see him definitely wearing
it. I guess that does show growth, though, because current Kravis I love.
Love.
And it's, so you, it's I don't like you in that era of your life. But if you get out of it.
Like the Max thing, once they take the Oakleys off. Maybe they're all right.
Yeah, I'm open to this now. That's interesting.
Remember how funny Jared Cannabis was?
You know, rocket to take you to the moon, take you to the spot you want to be. 29 years old, 5'7", 130 pounds. It's it's Jared Cannabis.
That's what I'm talking about.
Look at that shirt.
Weed sock. Hey, that's a weed sock shirt.
Weed sock shirt. It's so fucking good.
Unreal.
Was that you or was that Trill? I forget.
Kyle was Jared Cannabis. Okay. I just made the weed sock shirt.
The weed socks. That was it. Never mind. I thought that was true. He was Devil Sticks Danny. That was it.
Yeah. That's what he was doing it in the mall.
Yep. White Oakleys is going to move on. Next up, we have the 7 versus the 10. The 7 seed is people who talk about how much money they make, which is that's a rough one to get into really early on, especially bonuses.
It's a great one.
Yeah. It's a really rough one. And that's people going up against number 10 seed, people that correct others. And that's another one early on. Like I was saying before, I just lie. People are saying something I know is wrong, I'm like, 100%. I don't care.
Mm.
Again, early on thing. We correct each other all the time. It's because we know each other. But early into knowing somebody, if they're correcting you on shit, it's...
Yeah, because usually when you're correcting a friend, it's to make fun of them.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Like when you say...
Right. Yeah.
I know what you mean.
When the person who corrects someone... They will not focus on when someone makes a mistake and the conversation continues, they will not focus on that part of the conversation until it gets to them and then they can correct them.
Yeah.
Those people drive me fucking crazy.
Yeah. We see correct each other like when someone starts the bracket and says, "Tabay, we're going to be doing something." And it's fun. Start with you, Clemmer. Oof. Money they make. Talking about how much
the money they make thing is just, there's no win. So like if you make more than them, you feel shitty for. Like, I also don't want to compare. Everyone has different life experience. That whole thing is just, that's an awful conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that about the person, that's how they're going to, I'm not going to like that person. It's got to be that, I think. Both are very good submissions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've really come across the money thing. I get that it's, in theory, it's off putting for sure. Like, I don't want to have that conversation with anybody.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You got to be a real dickhead to be an early stage conversation with people and be like, this is how much I make. Isn't that fucking cool? It's like, I just don't think I run into those people in my life. But the correcting, I just know there's that person is so weirdly, they want to control something in their life. And it's this little thing where someone misspeaks.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, this, I got him. I can correct. I'm in control here. Those people drive me insane. Mm-hmm. And I do not like those people. So I'm going to vote for that one.
Both of these submissions are like ego driven.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yes, very much so. Marty?
This one's tough. Because the money thing, it's never like, hey, I made $1 million this year. It's like, I'm a member at this club.
I just got a cottage that's named after me on this golf course.
Yes.
It can be money. It's
exactly. Exactly.
I just made this much in a bonus.
Yeah.
That was funny. It's an
interesting example, Nick.
Yeah. I random.
Yeah, ugh. Real weird one.
And what was the other one? Correcting?
The correcting others.
I think it's the money thing. I think the money thing really, because that's all they can talk about usually, is like how successful they are. And usually when they have to talk about it that much, because have you even gone out to dinner, you know that person's rich and they are like just a delight and
yes.
they don't talk about
yes,
it.
For sure.
The best. I like them 10 times more when they don't really talk about like themselves much or whatever. But like one, the only thing you could talk about is like your experiences, all the things that you do with your money. I don't like.
And it's a weird bracket of people because like people that make like over $5 million, they never talk about it. But it's only people that make like probably like, I don't know, $150 to like probably $5 million. Like that group of people are the only people that talk about that.
And it's different. Like if you want to tell your friend like you believe I just made, like that's sometimes different. You know, it's like I can't believe this happened, and you like help them or whatever. Like it's more fun when your friend's rich. It's way better.
Mm-hmm.
But like I don't know.
Some of the people I like most of my life are rich kids who I didn't know that they were rich kids until like way later.
Yeah,
like they were just
there's
super.
A lot of people here
are
yes, there are
that I had no. I will obviously not say, but like I was like, wow, that person and. I'll tell you a couple later. See, you'll be like, wow.
I would love to hear it later. But it is like,
it's nice.
If you don't realize it right away and then you find out later, those are usually good people.
You like that person more because they never talked about it.
100%.
Yeah, exactly. Nick.
These are like the same type of personalities. Like, the person that corrects just doesn't have money. Right? Like, I think it's the same exact type of person.
Yeah.
I actually feel bad for both of these. Like, that's all they got. Mm. You got this money. That's all you got. If that's one of the first things you're bringing up, you have no personality. The person that corrects oftentimes isn't even right in the correcting. And I love that bit of joy when you look it up and you're right and they're wrong and then they don't know how to be wrong. Just for the sake of being petty, I'll say money.
Money.
It's close.
3-1, KB?
Yeah, I think if someone's like constantly correcting you, that's such a disrespectful thing to do to you. And whereas like bringing up your salary or how much money you make, it's more like you're just an insecure dork.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm actually flipping because I've had people correct me on my experiences. Like I was talking about like going to like London.
There was,
That is crazy.
Yeah. So when we're actually, that's a big flip because now it's 3-2 in favor of correcting others. Jay?
Correcting.
Wow. Huge flip.
I like that. I don't mind.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. All right, last matchup of the day, number 2 seed versus the number 15 seed. Number 2 seed are people that talk only about themselves. The only way they can have a conversation is talking about something involving their own life. Nobody at this company.
Bring them in.
Get them on in here. Get that scamp on in here. Versus people that complain a lot about their significant other. Specifically, I feel like the wife. The wife guy's the worst.
Dude, we should have
had him. Yeah.
We should have had him come in just see how fast he can talk about himself.
Who, Ben?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Really
within
funny.
Within seconds. He's hysterical. So the 2 versus the 15. Start with you, Che.
Can you describe the wife option?
The people that bitch and complain about their significant other nonstop. Like they talk about like how they like, oh, I hate my wife. Oh, I hate this.
And it's usually not major things.
Yeah, never major
things. The guy's usually kind of in the wrong. I don't want to come off as a simp. No, fuck the women.
You are right.
It's like every sitcom from the early 2000s.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Doug Heffernan.
The Al Bundy.
But there's a nastiness in real life, I feel like.
Definitely.
This is like, and it's very, very unsettling.
Yeah, very uncomfortable. Che.
You like it would be funny? I don't know. I haven't encountered.
I'm not familiar with this type either.
The wife one?
Really? I'm sure it exists.
Have you? You've worked here a long time. There's a ton.
It's not like it's not like sitcom dad. It's not like sitcom dad. There's like a bitingness to it.
Yeah, it's a real anger.
I can't think of one.
People do it like just so they want everyone else to complain about their girlfriends or wives together.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, and I hate that where it's like, just because you hate your wife doesn't mean we all hate our wives. Mm-hmm. That's just where they look as a, I don't know, I think that's what people think they have to say.
I think it's like a common ground, you know what I mean? And it's not.
Yeah.
No.
Can you give an example of like a statement, like what they would say to infer this? Like,
my wife spends all this money, or the kids are driving me crazy. It's just like, but it's various precise, specific details that are specific to that person, and it's just complaining about your spouse all the time or your family. I'm always like, you pick that person. Like, why are you bitching so much? Mm. Like, you did this.
Yeah. And then what was the other example?
People that can only talk about themselves.
I would say people that can only talk about them. I'm just less familiar with that. I haven't I haven't been like, whoa, that's so weird. So I would say people that talk about themselves.
Fair enough. KB?
The same. I agree. People that only talk. But some people, maybe like one in a billion, can do it to a degree that is so intense that it turns into being charming.
Being very funny. My wife's a real hog for the cause. Nick?
I will never like the person that only talks about themselves unless they have a legitimate disability. I'm going. I always feel real bad for the wife when they get bitched about all the time because I'm going to talk about themselves.
Talk about themselves. 3-0, Marty.
I'm going the wife. It's one of my biggest. I hate that because Clemmer is right. You did pick. You made the decision. And if she really sucks, then leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't, because I don't like when they expect you to, like, shit on your wife, and you're like,
And I don't want to. Really I don't want to like shit on that person's don't wife we, either. I don't know them. Right. Yeah. Are. That's or even the if I do, it's part. Even worse. It's
mm-hmm. like that's also the hardest part. Like, oh yeah, what a bitch. Like what? Oh,
no. What just happened?
Yeah. They're like, well, now what do I do?
Yeah. Now I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
And then you meet them, they're like lovely.
Yeah.
Amazing. You're like, oh, nice person.
Yeah. Trent.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that one as well because yeah, I don't encounter it nearly as much, probably as the people who talk about themselves, but. It's just, yeah, you get you you're the expectation that you're going to join in is very annoying. I really, it's not a fun situation to be in.
Yeah.
Clemmer? The person who talks about themselves doesn't care what I say regardless because they're just going to keep talking about themselves. The person who like shits on their spouse or their family, they expect me to jump in, and that puts onus on me, and it makes me very uncomfortable. It's definitely that one.
You're going to talk shit about your wife. That means you're going to talk shit about me a ton.
That's true, too. Right, yeah, no one's safe.
You talk shit about me, but like, it's more like, all right, I don't like her.
And never mind if it's like something like a funny example, like, oh, my wife did this thing, and it's funny, or something. Yes. Like that's like, I feel like different, but it's always a very specific thing where you can tell they genuinely are very annoyed by a very minor detail.
So she made me like take the garbage out, or yeah. like made me do a chore yesterday during the yeah, game. Like, you believe
be
that?
Part and of a relationship.
Like, well, I just kind of had to do something. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta miss right. something.
You should probably fix it.
Yeah.
Whatever's going on, just fix it, man. Yeah.
They won't do that if you just talk about it, maybe.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, there's some deeper issues here that you gotta fix.
Yeah.
All right, we're 3-3. I think on principle, I do hate both these people, but I'll do the talk about your themselves person only because that is a more common thing.
I think that's fair.
Than the wife guy. So that's going to move on. Before we get into the playoffs, let's hear from our last sponsor of the day, and that is Roan Apparel. Shout out to our boy Roan. Look, we all have issues trying to find the right thing to wear, and I think we're right around the time of Christmas where people give you clothes that don't fit or aren't your style or just are too snug. We talked about that with worst type of Christmas gifts to get, too. Just getting like a sweatshirt that just – it's a bad belly sweatshirt.
Yep.
Nothing worse than a bad belly shirt or sweatshirt. Well, men's closets were due for a radical reinvention. Roan stepped up to the challenge, and they can give you the clothes that fit great. With their commuter collection, which is the most comfortable, breathable, flexible set of products known to man, and here's why. They have a product for every occasion. They help you get ready for everything you could possibly want with dress shirts, comfortable pants, quarter zips, and polos. You never have to worry about what to wear when you have the Roan commuter collection. They have mobility. Roan's comfortable four-way stretch fabric provides breathability and flexibility that leaves you free to enjoy whatever life throws your way, from your commute to 18 holes of golf.
There you go.
Too.
Really nice.
Looking good is easy. Look, you can feel confident with all of the hassle. They have wrinkle release technology, so the wrinkles disappear as you walk. And I was mentioned in this ad, I can't get wrinkles out of my clothes. Oh. I don't know. I can't fix it. My dryer's just broke.
Do you have an iron?
I would not. Yeah, but I'm not going to iron every item of clothing I have. You know, with
the
gold,
wife wouldn't iron my clothes.
My fucking wife. My Gold Fusion anti-odor technology. You'd be smelling fresh and clean all day. On top of that,
they're
100% machine washable, so you can ditch the dry cleaner altogether. They have these pair of pants. I'm not wearing them right now. I have them at home. They're amazing. It is like super stretch-free, breathable. If you got a big waistband that you need to stretch out,
you're looking at my belly.
No.
You look right at it.
It's amazing. The commuter collection can get you through the workday straight into whatever comes next. Head to roan.com/lights and use promo code lights to save 20% off your entire order. That's 20% off your entire order when you head to rhone.com/lights and use code lights. It's time to find your corner office comfort.
You should always use Roan, no matter what, but mm-hmm. if you did use something else, just wet a t-shirt and put it in the dryer with the one.
I put ice cube.
Or ice cube.
Throw an ice cube in. That
does
help.
One of the best tricks I've ever learned.
Yeah.
Ice cube.
I throw an ice cube in, it steams it.
And it just, no wrinkles.
Should I know how to iron? How many, raise a hand. Who knows how to iron stuff here?
It's pretty,
I don't know how.
I don't do it well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say I'm really good at it, but you just kind of.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
You put your arm into the armhole of the ironing board and just do the arm, do the other arm, do the front, do the back.
If you say so.
It's not hard.
All right, first matchup of the playoffs. People that finish your sentences versus people who are way too loud. Start with you, Che.
Let's go loud.
You said that so quietly, too, which made that all the better. Yeah. That couldn't have been more quiet. KV.
I'm really honestly not hip with the finish. Can someone role play that?
What? Give me the sentence you want to say.
Role play finishing sentences?
Yeah.
Like I can't.
I'm trying to think of like a good example. Like you're trying to tell me a story. Like you're Tywon Claxton. You're telling the story. You're like, yeah, I lost this wrestling match too, and I'm like, yeah, Tywon Claxton.
Like, I'm not too. I'm kind of fine with that. I'll go loud.
Loud, two for loud, Nick.
I'm going loud.
Three for loud. Of course, the Kush boys both went for loud. Marty,
finishing sentences.
Finishing sentences.
I can't stand it.
Trent,
loud.
Loud's gonna win, but
I'd go Loud because it's me and it's sad. And I don't think I'm loud when I'm sober, but when I'm drunk, I'm very loud.
I think what happens here a lot is you get pinned in a corner. And because everyone just goes after you,
right?
And when that happens, you get really low.
Oh, I do. I'm fighting back. That's different. Yeah. That's fighting. That's defending yourself. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, you get so you get when you guys, especially like when you and like
oh, that whole fighting with somebody,
go after him. Oh my god, yeah. The demon comes out.
Yeah,
yeah,
nasty comment.
Yeah, yeah, he's got to take care of business.
Next matchup is people who are rude to wait staff or service employees versus people that don't say please or thank you.
Oh, rude service.
This is kind of like almost the same thing.
Yeah, that's a heavyweight matchup. Yeah,
I think not saying like thank you. So I think it's a little different. So like, let's say we're in a meeting, and like I said, I give you a glass of water, and you're like, don't say thank you. We're on the same like playing field. This person's being paid to take care of us, and we're taking advantage of that. That is such a deplorable thing to do.
I think the please and thank you person turns into this person. I think it's they're like different stages of the same person.
I see that. Yeah.
Like, the origin of the people who are rude to service people are the people who don't say please and thank you.
Mm-hmm. They don't learn that early on.
I'm going to vote please and thank you.
Please and thank you.
I'm voting please and thank you because the person that's mean to the waitstaff, piece of shit. There's nothing. But there usually is, like, at least usually a problem or something that they're getting mad at. Please and thank you is the easiest thing in the world. Yep. No matter what, is just please. Can I get this, please, or thank you? It's so easy. Yeah. If you can't do that, you are not a human being.
But I can tell you, fuck you, if you don't say please or thank you. The waiter can't because they're being paid to be there. So there is such a disadvantage. It's not fair. It's so mean. It's taking advantage of an unequitable situation.
Both bad.
You know what it reminds you of? The rude to waitstaff thing. Do you remember the episode of Curb where the guy sends the wine back? Like, I still never seen that. Why do they even offer you the wine? Like, I've never seen someone do that in the wild. Like, taste the wine and be like, nah, not for me.
Someone has done that. But, like, it did, like, because wine does go bad. It tastes like vinegar. So, I guess, like, if you buy, like, a $300 bottle, I understand. I wouldn't be able to do it.
I think I would just drink the vinegar wine.
If I ordered a burger and got fish, I'd get a fish. I would.
Stuck with it.
I just eat the fish.
We're 2-1 in favor of please and thank you, Nick.
Please and thank you. My God.
Mm-hmm.
It's so base level.
Base
level. Yeah, over being rude to waitstaff? I'm surprised this is happening.
But I really do think it's what I was saying, where it's like, this person leads into that person. They are kind of the same person.
Yeah.
If you're not saying please and thank you, you're also treating a waitress bad or a waiter bad.
I don't know. But then the inverse is true.
If
you're being rude to a waiter, then you're not probably saying please and thank you. Or if you are, that's even worse because you're only shitting on people when they're getting paid to take care of you.
Again, I guess almost with the rude to waitstaff thing, you could have the excuse like something went wrong. So there's a cause there. But with a please and thank you, all you did was give this person a thing that is they didn't have before and they don't say thank you. That's rude.
Right. Like, I don't know what someone out on waitstaff could do that I would get upset. Yeah. You could do almost anything. Mm-hmm. Wrong order, wrong drink.
Yep.
Worst spot in the restaurant. Like, I'm just excited to be here.
Mm-hmm. Like, if a waitress comes back and gives you my food and they switch it up.
Right.
I ain't even saying a word.
You just wait till they leave and you switch. Yeah, some people get upset. Where, like, people do, like, that's where you're an asshole. Like, well, that's mine. You should probably. It's like, okay, just gonna wait to switch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I won't switch in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait.
Yeah. Trey?
KB,
you picked please and thank you, right?
I'm going to go with being rude to the... I mean, these are pretty much the same. I think being, like, outwardly rude is worse than the niceties. Like, please and thank you. Like, certainly you should say that, but if not, I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, like, waiters and waitresses aren't getting completely hung up on that. Whereas if you're, like, you could ruin someone's day by being, like, actually rude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't feel great about my vote, honestly. But if I had voted the other way, I think I wouldn't feel good about that vote either.
Yeah. Nick, are you bouncing?
Yeah, he's got to get out of here.
Also, I just took a huge gulp of water like 45 seconds ago. I apologize.
It sounded like
made a weird noise.
Like a cartoon.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep that. I'm going
to
isolate that.
It got the best of me. It took over and it got the best of me. I apologize to the listeners.
So people that don't say please and thank you versus people who are loud. And Mook, is Mook there?
No.
Okay, I was going to say he could jump in his spot. People that don't say please and thank you versus people who are too loud.
Oh, Mook is here.
Oh, yeah, throw Mook on. He's a bloody knee.
He's got his pants rolled up.
What happened?
Playing basketball?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he does have a skin knee.
Jesus.
It's been a long time since I've had a skin knee.
What's redder, the cut or his hair?
You know, I was trying to think of the joke. I couldn't think of it in time.
Hey, guys.
What happened to your knee?
Yeah. I got hit with a stink bomb.
As what? As one does at the workplace?
Yeah. Yeah, I dove on a bomb today. It was good.
Oh, and a oh
hero.
God. Jesus.
Put my body on the line.
You know,
do you smell bad?
Captain America did that.
Probably, yeah.
The worst thing about that is the shower. The soap running down.
Oh, yeah,
that sucker,
yeah. That
just
hurts on the burn. Yeah. That hurts
still
bad.
Still bleeding right now.
Let it dribble down. Don't wipe it up. Just let it kind of trickle down your leg.
I was letting it
go.
We had two streams going at one point.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to censor that on YouTube.
open wound.
Okay, so just so you know, Mook, what we're doing is it's a bracket of things that people do that like basically immediately let us know that we're not gonna like them. So you're just meeting someone, they do this, you're like, I'm probably not gonna like this person. So people that don't say please or thank you, versus people who are way too loud, and it's Che, who's up right now.
I feel like I don't get bothered by the not saying please and thank you.
You don't get bothered by that, Steven?
I don't say I don't get bothered by it, but like, I feel like everyone, and I say please and thank you all the time. I think being loud.
Being loud. As the serially quiet person. Throw that mic closer to your, as close as humanly possible to your face. Better. KB.
Please and thank you in a blowout.
Yeah. Oh, preach.
Like if someone got you like a meal and you didn't say thank you.
Oh, yeah. I say please and thank you.
You got someone.
No, but
like
someone did it to you.
Or a glass of water and they just took it.
What if you got me a gift and I was like, oh, sick.
That's just, that's
the same thing.
That's the same thing as saying thank you.
That's a thank you.
Saying sick? that's better. I would be more
annoyed.
Yeah.
It's better than thank you. Yeah.
It's an expression of gratitude.
It's if you say nothing, you're a nothing to me then.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You might be caught in the details of it, like the actual please and the thank you.
Yeah, I think that's what I am. Okay.
Because if you got KB a gift and he said, this is sick, that's the same thing.
Yeah, they're like, wow, this is awesome.
It's the action. They deserve that favor you did for them. Like they earned that. So they don't need to say anything to you.
Or they're so below you that you don't deserve a please or a thank you.
All right, so then I guess I would change my vote to that because, I was a little bit hung up on the semantics.
Yeah.
We bullied him out of that one.
Well, the other option is loud, which is just like, it's not that big a deal.
All right.
Thank you.
Unless it's clever.
Mook?
No.
I have a question. And I don't know the proper answer.
Please.
It's not something that happens often. But do you say thank you after getting head? Sure.
No.
Don't.
No.
That was an amazing question.
No,
how do you show gratitude?
Yeah, but like I usually show gratitude. It's reciprocated.
So you squeeze their shoulder.
Or
yeah.
Kiss them right on the lips.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mwah!
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Okay.
He's closer.
I think not like the first thing, but just be like, oh,
thanks.
That's awesome.
You say like that was sick.
Sick.
Like, yeah, that was dope. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the result is a thank you, probably. You know what I mean? We're just like, oh, that was wow. You know?
You did that. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
If you finish, you're saying thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. That was just on my head.
Literally.
Wow.
Incredible.
Yeah. I'm going too loud because I'm kind of used to being, like, stepped on and people kind of just, like, not saying thank you or please, so I'm gonna go with being too loud. There's nothing like when you're at a bar and there's just a guy screaming in your face. That like pisses me off. I'm like, this guy sucks. So
I want Mook to do IRL streams.
Yeah.
Yeah. See how
all day. I just want to see just people. Just what?
Day in the life of a redhead.
Like neon.
Yeah. Like, what you mean neon?
Like, yeah. Aiden Ross kind of deals.
Yep.
Day of the life of a redhead. Yeah. I kind of like it. You're going to go with the loud.
Is there anyone else staring at Mook's thighs? Those things are fucking Saquons.
Yeah, you got bigger thighs, bro.
Oh, he is blessed. Yeah. Genetically, you are blessed with the lower extremities.
You an athlete, Mook. You an athlete?
Wow.
What?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wasteful thighs, huh?
Oh, you actually missed
it. My dad's got thick calves and thick legs, and that's the only good thing he passed down to me.
He's got a great bottom half.
Thank you.
Would you believe that he used to be a drug dealer that went by the name, what was it again?
Orange. Orange the drug dealer.
That is like,
I do believe
I'm hitting
that,
my boy up. I'm hitting my drug dealer orange.
Orange.
That is good.
at the great Penn State University.
Did you guys find out?
What?
It was not at Penn State University. It was at... Tell him, Mook.
It was at Penn State Altoona.
No. God damn
it.
I
gave that to bit for anus. Yeah.
Penn State Altoona. Holy
yeah,
shit.
So it was a lot sadder.
Yeah.
And way less cool.
How many times you get stiffed?
I lost so much.
Recently.
Yeah. I didn't really make money.
He didn't. Oh, wait. You didn't hear. Wait. Were you on this episode when you were talking? No. So the process was he basically was a drug dealer to make friends. So
that's a good idea.
Give them weed. And what was it? You said they would just like literally come into your place and just open your jar and
just
take your shit
my
and
weed.
Leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, here's $5. Like, I'm going to smoke everything kind of deal. It wasn't like a. Wasn't using the scale much.
Hey, you're describing getting robbed, I think.
Yeah.
Lightly
robbed. We had some good times.
Lightly robbed. You know? Yeah, you smoked with each other, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they would always say, this is sick, dude. Like, thank you. Yeah, I was like the world's worst drug dealer.
It wasn't even really a dealer.
I was the only casino that ever lost. I did a casino, underground casino type of night, and we had roulette, blackjack, I was giving out free drinks, beers, got absolutely smoked.
Why would you think you could run a casino?
Because the house always wins, right. You hear? Yeah.
It's a good tagline.
The house got smoked.
I did the same thing with a sports book in my college. And then the 2002 Super Bowl happened with the Patriots and the Rams, and I was in New England.
But you know what? That one's different to me because sometimes sportsbooks do get
$1,000 when I had no money.
Sportsbooks do get hit like hard on underdog winning, but roulette is literally what 30? Was it 36?
One in 48.
Did you have a wheel?
We had a wheel.
Wow!
I know it was
lost money.
We lost money. People
what was
were
the overhead? You lost a ton of money.
Ton because I was having to do like I also didn't do. I was doing like half of like what they're supposed to get to, and like blackjack wasn't 3-1 or 2-1, whatever it is. I've never seen so much. And we had like about 30 people there, so it wasn't like it was two people beating the shit out. Oh. We were getting smoked. We had to stop. We had the casino stop.
Shut down.
Boys, we got nothing left. And we had
that
like
the funnest event ever for the boys.
Yeah, oh my
Let
God.
Let me tell you, they will love
money.
Because some of it was my friends, and then there was three of my friends being in the house. We were like, oh, man, we don't want to split with too many people. Yeah. And we got, it was bad.
Like demolished.
Oh, man.
Your dorm room was like Atlantic City.
It was so bad.
Jesus. So which one are you going for? The please and thank you versus the loud?
Please and thank you.
Please and thank you, Trent?
Please and thank you.
Please and thank you?
Yeah.
People that don't say please and thank you are going into the finals. On the other side, we have people who wear white gas can Oakleys. Such a funny one.
Mook, did you ever wear those?
No.
Orange wasn't rocking the white Oakleys.
I did wear gas cans, but not white.
Not white. That's white. Going up against people that are very particular about the check or just cheap with the check in general. Start with you, Clemmer.
It's the latter for me. I said I kind of missed the white Oakley thing. I'm just too old.
Mm-hmm. One for the check.
Wow, this is a good matchup. I think society largely we've shit on white Oakley so much that people don't dare wear them anymore.
It's only Guy Fieri. It's really it.
Right. So, which is good. I think we've gotten to a good place with it in that regard. But the check thing, it's a problem.
Yep.
And like I said before, it's people who sometimes you don't expect, and it's heartbreaking and devastating. So I'm going to go with that one, the check.
Mm-hmm. The check.
Do you think there's any way we could bring back the Oakleys?
Like white Oakleys for regular? If all came into work and like... We make it way worse.
Well, is there
we'd make it so much worse.
Is there anyone famous enough that people like enough in the world that could bring back white Oakleys?
I think that like Justin Bieber could wear white Oakleys.
No, people are.
We might be close because like I know the gas station apparel is trendy now.
Yeah, you're kind of right about that. Like those T-shirts. Yeah, you're right.
I was like, Taylor Swift walks out with white Oakleys. They're becoming a thing.
For sure.
It'd be weird if she was wearing white Oakleys in a Kangol.
That'd be so funny if she was wearing those.
That'd be a star. Like
Travis Kelce would wear them unironically.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
he would.
He might be close, yeah.
Yeah.
I could see Mahomes wearing him.
Yeah.
Mahomes, it wouldn't be cool, though. It needs to be someone cool enough to... It needs to be someone who would make it cool, we're trying to say, right? Like, who would be cool enough to wear them in their
back? You think, like, Jacob Elordi can wear them?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. No question. Yes. No question.
Yeah. He could pull them off.
He could pull right those off.
Yeah. Czech versus the Oakleys?
Sanctity or no sanctity?
Sanctity. And you always need sanctity. But I know Tommy Smokes isn't here, but...
Czech.
Wait, can we make a super team here about someone that wears white Oakleys that... splits up the check.
No. That's saying to your bracket. That's.
I feel like the guy that wears the Oakleys wouldn't split up the check.
If we were going to do that, we should have done it on Please and Thank You and Rude to
yes, that would have been
Rude to a Waiter.
This guy also has never said a kind or positive word about his spouse.
The guy no, we're God, talking no.
About is, Jimmy Tatro from Real Bros of Simi
yes.
Valley.
Yeah. Yes, literally, yes.
The I'm thinking guy, a little more like country and rugged.
Yeah.
He's dining and dashing. He's not even thinking about these.
No, he's diners, driving, and diving. What he's doing. He hates his wife and loves talking about like college girls. He's a big fan of that.
Yeah.
Every more time the cheerleaders are on the screen during a football game. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, he's always complimenting how hot girls are in front of his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Always, every single time. You know, and I can't stand those people.
That's
either.
A great, that should have made the list. That's
another
great
one now where people, it's like uncomfortable where it's wow, she is hot. Like it's the waitress or something. I'm like, what?
And the wife has to make this like grimace. Yeah, and like she's so uncomfortable. She wants to like,
nuts.
Oh.
Yeah. This is a paunchy dude, too.
Yeah.
This is a real paunchy dude.
I can't stand those people.
Oh, I wasn't even saying punchy, but he does love to punch. Like, he will never punch
That's a guy that'll throw a fist, for sure.
Yes, he's but not still... at a person. Not at, like, at a metal wall. And they'll be surprised when all the
breaks
bones
his
and fingers break.
But he still throws haymakers when a punch buggy comes.
Yeah. Yep.
When that car comes, he fucking smokes your arm.
He loves Charlie horses, too.
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie horse dude. Fucking loves them. So,
wet willies. Definitely wet willies.
Yep. We got three for the check right now. Who's up?
Mook?
I'm going check by a mile.
Yeah, this guy's...
Grow up. These people grow up, split the check, fucking put your card down, we'll Venmo you. Don't be a scumbag. Just split the check.
But right, don't you agree? Like if you're going to dinner, you need to know. Like no matter what, you're paying the same amount as everybody, no matter what you get.
Yeah, right. And at this point, it should be like implied.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
If you're whipping out the calculator to calculate
Nightmare.
The cost difference between your fucking steak and my burger, like
die.
Yeah, we were saying the one time there's only a difference is if someone tries to order three seafood towers to go.
Yeah,
on the bill right before you leave.
Then you can start. You can raise your
you
hand.
You can ask some questions after that.
Yeah,
I'm also an advocate. If you order drinks, the guy that doesn't like, if you're just going for drinks and someone gets like a fucking Diet Coke, like that guy's excused.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, I agree. Yep. Yeah, I have no space for that.
No.
No.
If you are all getting, unless the guy's like completely sober. If he's sober himself, yes.
Yeah.
If he's just, I'm just getting a soda right now, why, that's, what the fuck? And he drinks all the time?
I don't think I've ever run into the situation. Yeah.
I think I'm making him pay.
I'm adding your archetype to the ballot.
Yeah. You're the guy
what side are you on? You're saying...
I obviously hate the person who's nitpicky about the check, but if we're out for drinks and someone's sober and has like
no, strike. I'm saying if you're sober,
if you're
yes.
a drinker, but you just decide.
If you're a
to
drinker
work.
And all of a sudden just this one, I'm getting a Coke with my just like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Like if you're going out with somebody,
the sober guy,
a 1,000%.
You're
an insane person.
Yeah.
Pay for my beer.
Yeah. Get a beer, dude. Yeah, come on. We're splitting this
there's
thing.
There's one.
Yeah.
It's not gonna get, you're not getting back on the wagon.
Before you go to this meeting, pick up this check.
Yeah.
All right, but I have a question. What is the protocol for someone who is broke, who doesn't have much spending money, and ends up in a situation like that?
It's tough.
A friend of theirs should.
Well, most of the friends of those people are roughly around the same economic status.
Yeah. Right?
But you also don't want to be at the dinner table being like, hey, I'll cover it for you because that's embarrassing for that person.
It's also like if you
I just say
so.
I pay and then I won't request the money
I agree.
From them. Or
if you can't afford to go out, then you don't go out. Like it's shitty.
That's kind of
if I know
that's shitty.
That's how the world works. I mean, that's like sorry. Like I mean, we can't all do what we want to do all the time.
I'm
so
Sorry.
Right. I'm in this situation. It's usually like if you're Bootstraps in that situation, climber. It's yeah. It's friends who know.
Yeah.
It's, if,
yeah.
If it's a new group,
right.
I'm with yeah. you, Clemmer. You probably shouldn't go.
Yeah.
But if it's friends, they kind of know like what everybody's situation.
I mean, I've had situations like everyone's had stuff come up though, like where oh my god, I left my wallet at work. I don't have like yeah, then someone will spot you. Like that's not a
and
big deal.
And I think
deal.
It's like if hey, we're all going to catch steak. You know it's going to be a pretty penny
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
You should sit one that one out.
Yep.
Yeah. Agreed.
But yeah, a little agreed. Italian restaurant, you get a little penny yeah. alabaca, we could pay the $28.
But yeah. at a regular restaurant, someone might get a $20 meal and a True. Water, and someone else at the people at the table are getting the $40 or $50 meal and four cocktails.
Yeah. I think it changes
then
as you get older.
Disparity, and yeah. if you're broke or you're struggling with money, that's a tough situation.
I think True. That then that's if it's an insane that big of a disparity, then it's on the person that ordered the extra. Be like, no, I'll put in extra. I'll yeah, put more than everyone
right.
else.
Hey, but if we're the only ones that got drinks.
We're talking about people who are on the same financial level yeah. and they're yes. still nitpicky. Yeah.
yeah.
I think because like if you go to dinner with your boy and you're like actually figuring out the exact dollar that you
yeah.
want.
Yes.
Yeah. Then that, I'm voting for that person.
I don't think I've been to dinner where I've had that awkward. Like, if I know that person's like poor. Mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, I don't think I've actually. Yeah, unless
we
like,
gotta start call. Hey, by like, the way, before we get into the dinner, my friend here is poor.
That's like, do you remember that one TikTok that
just so everybody knows.
Everyone knows.
This below the poverty line, this guy over here.
Do you remember that TikTok that lady made where she was like, people need to be more fat accepting. You need to call restaurants ahead of time if you know a fat person's going and let the waiters know that you got a fat guy coming to have a chair big enough.
Start two doing chairs. That for some
yeah. Make sure they have a chair big enough for the fat friend. And like, she was being completely unironic. Dead serious. Like, here's how to help your fat friend feel more accepted.
When I'll say keep it in the back pocket.
When yeah. I say it's a table four, it's really just the two of us, but we need to switch them all together.
We need a big one for this fatso over here. But do the same thing with the poor guy. Like, it's letting you guys know. Fucking.
Poor guy.
The check's going to win, but Shay?
Check.
Yeah, check. On the other side, people that talk too much about themselves or talk only about themselves versus people who correct other people. Shay?
Let me go with correcting, just because that seems like if you're overly correcting someone, that seems so odd.
Mm-hmm. How many? I'm trying to think in the world where you would be correcting people. Like if I was deciding completely, like Frank the Tank level fake stats about the Bucks, and part of like an actual like discussion on like Pick Central or whatever.
I don't know. Like if you would have to. The only time I would correct someone is if they're. Talking and they're like uncertain, be like, what year was it? Like 2002?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different.
You're helping them.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be like, oh, it was,
you know,
interjecting when it's like not needed.
If I was like, Mike Evans never had a 1,000-yard season, you'd be like, that's not true. Right?
Yeah, that could be like, yeah, if you're just blatantly lying, it'd be like,
yeah. Dude, doing Frank the Tank. Frank the Tank, all time historical liar. He'll just spout the most in the office. Exact Frank stats, just the most outrageously wrong things, and just say it's true.
Shout out Frank for losing all that weight, but the New York Post wrote about him.
Really?
Really?
Like, that's
this
crazy.
World we're living in is so like Frank the Tank Sparsal Sports lost to this much.
Incredible.
Yeah. Hell yeah, Frank.
Did anyone know what the inside of that headquarters looks like?
New York Post?
I think it's just all of our podcasts.
They cover everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that is bizarre.
Correcting, KB?
This is tough because the corrector is you're gonna personally. I'm gonna hate you. I'm gonna feel resentment toward you. Mm. But the other one's more insufferable. There are exceptions. I think there's one in the world, but that one.
one person in the entire world that talks about themselves so much that it's actually charming. Mook.
I think correcting because I do have boys that you know. When you show up, they're going to tell you about their work and you just kind of get over it at some point. But if someone's constantly correcting me, I'm like, dude,
yeah,
get away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Leave me alone. I'm going to be wrong. Everyone's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Two for correcting, Marty?
Yeah, I think correcting because you are right. Like, everyone has that one boy that's like always his job. It's the only thing.
Yeah,
he
thinks
about.
You work with him. He'll like tell you. Yeah,
you know.
I don't understand the dynamics at your workplace.
Yeah, and then because that guy is always like, yeah, that's just our friend. You know, he doesn't correct you because he's only talking about him. So correcting's insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, I don't. it would take me like something really crazy for me to correct anything you say.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, oh, let him believe that I'm on the same page as him.
Unless they like, we were talking about this before, like if someone's like telling a story that you were there for and they like have a wrong detail or something like that, like, yeah, that'd be a little bit different.
But right,
like in the Frankie sense that you were talking about before.
But I'm always, it's always adding to it. It's never like, no, that didn't happen. Actually, I would never do that.
You're forgetting a funny part of the story.
Yeah. Right, I want to add to it. I don't want to. If he said, if he's like, if he goes over the top on something, I don't want to be like, actually,
or like it missing didn't part that, that makes the punchline.
It wasn't that crazy, Frankie. Like that'd be insane.
That'd be
that insane thing to do.
I'm also going to go correcting just because. Yeah, that person. There's something else going on with them where this is the part of their life where they're deciding I can control this.
Yeah.
Where like this person, even if they're just a little bit off, I'm going to correct them because that makes me feel good about myself. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, exactly what Trent just said.
Correcting. So correcting versus people who are overly particular about the check or cheap or whatever about the check. Clemmer.
I'm going to go with the check thing. It really pisses me off. It really irks me. The correcting thing, you can be like, all right, then you know what? Then you tell the fucking story and that will end it. Where the check thing, maybe I could be like, you're being cheap. But I feel less comfortable doing that. So I got to go with that one.
I have done that, but the first one you said, like, I guess I'm not going to say anything.
All right, then you tell the story. Yeah, I've done that a few times.
If you're a group of people, you say that makes things so awkward.
Oh, yeah. I don't care.
But if it
They correct me the whole time.
It really brings everything to them. Because everybody knows when someone's correcting someone a lot, everyone knows that it's
the
like,
counter's going
this
up.
Is going to reach a boiling point at some point. And then when it does, it's so fucking awkward.
You're like creating a group chat about that person at the table.
100%. Oh, wait, what were the options again?
People who are overly particular about the check versus the correctors.
Boy, those are two. I'm going to go with the check just because I want that to advance because I think people who do that, I want them to know that it's wrong.
Yeah, that's fair. Mari?
Check just makes it, it just makes it awkward.
Instantly. Mook?
It's check and what was the other?
The correcting. Correct? People who correct
Yeah,
people.
Definitely check. And, like, you could even boil this down to, like, getting Venmo requested for, like, dumb shit.
Yeah.
Like, I had a buddy that got Venmo requested for toothpaste one time in college.
Like, for the portion of the toothpaste he used?
Yes.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
That's absolutely crazy.
Insane.
Yeah. So, another one for the check. KB?
Now I'm thinking if someone's fact-checking you and it's from a place of intellectual superiority, that's the worst person. Like what, maybe it's like your grammar that you use or like your knowledge about a relevant detail to the story. That person.
Okay, one for correcting.
Yeah, it's a close one for sure.
Going to lose, but Che?
I also think correcting.
Anyone want to switch?
No, I'm holding with mine, but both are good options.
I think the check one is it's a behemoth. So the check one is going up. It's people who don't say please and thank you for the finals.
We should throw vaccine people in there.
Which type of vaccine people?
Just like that.
Which kind, Marty?
Just
which type?
Anyone with a solidified take on vaccines.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's
a good one.
Kind of what I'm talking about. Where like
if you care at all.
It's just like, just stop talking about it. I don't want to talk because either way, I feel nervous and I don't want you to talk about it.
It's my least favorite topic in the world.
Okay, so we're going to have a 3-way final. People that don't say please and thank you, people who are very cheap with the check versus people who talk about vaccines in any capacity.
Damn, that's it. We just let a heavyweight into the arena.
Wow. Dude, because that really, because it happened to me recently and I'm just like, I don't know. Because they got like deep into why the vaccine doesn't do it. I'm like, I just took it to get in the ball. I had to get a drink and I wanted to.
On this topic, everyone's absolute refusal to just say, I don't know, fucking insane. Insane. Literally, they won't just because I'll just be like, I don't know, and they're like, well, I do. So here we go.
Don't know,
and they're never a doctor.
It's
someone who's like as far away from the medical industry as you could possibly be.
A guy who corrects people.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. This dude sells insurance, and he's telling you about like globules or whatever.
If we could all just say I don't know, I think we'd be a lot better off.
Yeah.
About everything, too. True. Not even just vaccine. Just like, if you really just have an opinion, I don't really know.
Yeah,
I don't feel that strongly about anything, to be honest.
Jay, which one of these three do you want to be the winner?
Tough. As a guy with, I think I have 5 COVID vaccines.
Holy shit. I didn't know you could do that.
Like a 5-star general.
All right. So he's got a solidified take on it. Out for one.
I think you need two more, Jay. Like
Harry Potter reveal.
I did. It wasn't like that I'm like super like pro-vax. It was more just like I had young kids at home. I was doing stuff at work. I was literally just trying to do my job and like also not have my family like furious at me.
All right, so. And now it's ended.
Yes.
No one has any.
No one has any. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's your good for you. That's honestly what the conversation should be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think I'm going to go with the check. Just because that's just like, it's a wild. If you're going to dinner with your boys or your buddies, like, like there's a certain threshold to do it. Like, if you can't afford to split a check, don't go out. I'm with Clemmer on that.
Mm. KB?
Listen, I'm not the please police, but if you don't say thank you when the situation calls for it, I cannot fathom that. So I'm going with please and thank you.
Please and thank you, Mook?
The vaccine one is a crazy entrance at this point. Like, I was home for Christmas. My brother brought his girlfriend over for the first time. First girl ever at a family party that me or he have brang. And we went upstairs for like 5 minutes to like wrap gifts. And we came back down and my mom was talking vaccines.
Oh, no.
an absolute nightmare. So I'm going to... I feel like it's too late in the game just to call that.
No, it's not.
No, that's the spirit of the bracket. You can do it.
The check thing really pisses me off.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with check. I'm sticking with check.
Sticking with check. It's 2-1-0.
Vaccine.
Vaccine. Okay.
Because you know why?
All right.
There's no exit to the conversation
because
it's either like because you're having the conversation because you're heated about it or really excited about it.
Yeah.
Either one.
True.
And then two, it's just like you have no personality if you're talking about it
because
there's more fun things to talk about.
Anything else?
Anything, and you just know that you can get somebody mad or on your side with this thing, and I don't like it. You're using it as like a threat almost, and I don't like it.
Yeah, Trent.
I'm gonna go with please and thank you because
this is a great final.
I think
we're 2-2-1.
I
all
really,
good options.
I really think that is the origin story of almost all of these.
Yeah.
Like, it's if you start there, if you don't have that basis, you might be the type of person who people aren't going to like if you don't say please and thank you. I say it all the time. It doesn't cost me anything.
Yeah.
I just let it fly, and people feel better. They feel more comfortable about it. So I really do think that's the start of a lot of these bad things.
I like that, the origin. Again, 2-2-1.
I was viewing it like a Pokemon, you know, with the three. That's
how it was.
Squirtle. A huge thing as a kid when you first had friends over was like your parents commenting on their manners or not.
Yeah.
True.
Or like vice versa.
Uh-huh. Yep. Manners are huge.
I'm going to rule out the vaccine because I can say if someone brings the vaccine, I don't care. I just tell them I don't care. And then that usually ends it. So I feel like I can have some control over at least ending that situation before it gets any worse around me. Or if it's just really bad, I'll just walk away.
But they also think you're not smart when you say that.
I don't care. I don't give a fuck what they think about me. I don't want to fucking have the conversation.
Yeah, well, Clemmer, do your own research. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You should really be up to date on this. That's what they'll say.
Yeah.
Well, then,
I don't choose to be. I don't care.
Do the research.
And
don't be a sheep.
The please and thank you thing is definitely make a great point about being origin story. It's a certain baseline. But it doesn't irritate me as much as the check, so I gotta go with it. The check thing just really. Second, that person breaks out their phone with doing the calculator, my fucking skin boils. I get so mad. So it's gotta be that, but these are all horrible people. Every single person we're describing is awful.
Mm-hmm.
That's a win for check?
That's a win for check by a score of 3 points to 2 for please to 1 for Vax. Although, again, I think Vax was, even though it only had your vote, I think that was a good late entry.
Great entry.
Yeah. That person does. I would also add, and I didn't put this on here, but conspiracy theory people could also be up here. Because that kind of traces Vax.
Depends.
Sometimes they're fun, though.
If it's a fun one.
The last
one. I have some fun ones.
People have a soft spot for those people.
I do, too.
There are different degrees.
It's the ones where it's like everything's a conspiracy. Not everything is. But sometimes it's fun when they're like, oh.
I don't think it's too early, though. In the if you're later in the friendship and you're goofing with crazy shit, yeah, that's one thing. Like, I was having a conversation with like two older guys at a family party, and then this cousin that we didn't really know, he starts like, we're talking about this World War II in On the Front Lines documentary that they made on Netflix, it's amazing. And he comes over and he's like, yeah, 9/11, not real. And he's just like, he's fucking plane didn't hit
you
the Pentagon.
Like,
and I was just like, and
there's something special.
But the geezers were not having it, and then he just derailed the entire conversation.
Yeah. He flew a plane into your conversation.
Yeah, literally. He did. It was fucking crazy. It had nothing to do with what we were talking about. He just had to say it. But yeah, the winner of episode 108 is people who don't pay or are particular about the check.
It's a good winner.
Submission, or the person who, so Nick and KB got their, we put this one together kind of late. So there's, we're auto assigned, but KB is the winner.
Second time this has happened.
That's right. Second time this has happened. KB is the winner. You get to pick the topic for next week. And thanks for Moof for jumping in Nick's place. And thanks for trying.
For having me.
You guys are basically part of the show.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that one.
That was a fun one.
Get that knee patched up, Moof.
Yeah, get that thing.
I'm going to let it sit for a little bit.
Get some air on it.
Yeah. All right.
I might go out to the bar like this, see if any chicks feel bad for me.
You, the wounded puppy thing, yeah? All right, we'll see you guys next week with a new topic.
Look, if you're a bigger guy like us, have you ever bought a shirt that technically fits, but it doesn't, like, actually fit? That's why this is my favorite brand of all f***ing time. One Bone. I'm in love with everything that I put on today. In fact, I would say I've never loved a brand more than One Bone. Trust me, you guys are going to romanticize getting dressed in the morning. That's what One Bone does. Go to onebone.com and upgrade to a fit that is actually built for you. Use code Barstool for 20% off to see the difference firsthand. After one wear, you'll understand why standard fits don't make the cut.
At Boar's Head, we've been going back to school for over 115 years. And this year, every school lunch is reason to celebrate. With the flavors your kids love and the exceptional quality you expect. Helping you make school lunch fresh, easy, and delicious. Ring the bell. The deli is open. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
Work hard and hydrate hard with Body Armor Flash IV. Whether you're working in extreme heat or powering through a long shift, Body Armor Flash IV delivers faster, longer-lasting hydration. With more than 2,000 milligrams of electrolytes, vitamins B and C, and zinc, coconut water, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes, Body Armor Flash IV keeps you performing at your best. Get Body Armor Flash IV at your local 7-Eleven.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One Sweet Tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
I'm here to help.
On August 21st,
we have a stowaway.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.